Keep your
Do you
stick
think
on the
calling
upright.
a gentleman discussing video is slightly sexist?
Well,
kind of.
Have we ever had a lady on this podcast?
We should get one. Should
but
I drag my sister onto it?
You did.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
you did say gentle folk somewhere.
Oh, we could just play pretend.
Yeah.
This week on Gentlemen Discussing Vidya.
Every now and then, I buy a taco, then I have six of it just for you.
You know, whoa, Rayman, I got a fucking boner. But,
no, that's not a good time for a boner, no.
Everybody has a boner from Rayman.
I use pizza as a loofah.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah, and?
Hey, ladies, I know my hair look like stink, but this is not my smell.
Did you like it?
It's platypus. Platypus.
What did I just walk into?
Platypus. Hey. Platypus.
And you press the triangle button, and Snake pulls the soldier's pants down, and then he steals his underwear and takes it for his own.
I'm gonna get this.
What if somebody puts a little red hat on their dick? And a little, they like stylize their pubic hairs to be a little mustache.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing. What's Dodds doing?
What?
What's Dodds doing?
God damn it.
Pardon? It's coming after a good start.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. My name is Catsman, and with me today, Debrel.
Hello.
Dodds.
Hey.
Happy Man.
Hey.
MD-122.
Hey.
Reinbuck.
G'day.
Shawnee.
Hello.
And Taco Man.
Me.
Aww.
So yeah, in this podcast, we talk about the news sometimes. So here's some news. It's not really news, it's more idle gossip. EA hates single player. I have not greenlit one game to be developed as a single player experience, says inept moron with no idea what he's talking about, Frank Gebru. Today, all of our games include online applications and digital services to make them live 24/7, 365. Now, I don't know about you guys, but the very notion that a game could exist without leaderboards, map packs, DLC weapons, and killstreaks disgusts me to the extent that I am almost physically ill. Are you excited for a future in which no human being on Earth is ever going to have a single solitary moment to themselves, instead being bombarded by Facebook messages and inane tweets and friend requests from people they don't even know until the day they die?
I'm just going to play JRPGs.
No, they'll be in beta 2,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
You'll be playing your JRPGs and it'll come up with a little notice in the corner, like, you know, Fred123 wants to talk.
Yeah, or something like...
Just like a lot of JRPGs just have this thing where it posts to your Facebook about things you did in the game.
What?
I know
yeah,
Final Fantasy 13-2 has it.
Why?
Blue Dragon has it.
Congrats, so you're playing a bad game.
Yeah, basically, like, when you start out a game and you kill your first enemy, it says something like, congratulations, you killed your first enemy. Would you like to publish this event on your Facebook wall?
Oh, God.
It's really exciting for some people. You don't understand.
Who? I've never met anyone who's like that.
The kids who think Final Fantasy 13-2 is fun? I don't know.
Who thinks Final Fantasy 13-2 is fun?
I do.
They're going to make a third expansion for the
Lightning
2.
Returns. Final
yeah,
Fantasy
oh
13.
God, no.
Final
That's
Fantasy 13 2 2. Presumably.
It's a ballerina.
Final Fantasy
game.
13 2 2.
Yeah.
Ballerina edition. But I even heard that the new Super Mario they're developing for like the Wii U would have leaderboards and little discussions on like how to beat levels and things just
isn't
community
it,
messages and shit.
Isn't that a thing with the Wii U as a whole now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they did
the
this at
the
E3. They talked about you can like sort of they had like a whole video segment dedicated to it with the guy talking to Grandpa about how to beat zombie Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of shit. It's just the Wii U seems to be taking the whole social connectivity to a ridiculous extreme.
There's going to be so many penises on that.
Hell yes, there's going to be. You don't really think about that stuff beforehand.
Really?
Shawnee does.
Nintendo
put all these people on the internet together with video. No.
It was the first thing.
You fool!
Well, Iwata actually a while ago said that that social part of video games is becoming mandatory. So you know, this is obviously sort of being reflected in the Wii U.
Wait a second. What if somebody puts a little red hat on their dick and a little they like stylize their pubic hairs to be a little mustache?
What? Here's my mushroom.
Super Mario cock.
Mario cock.
18 Super Mario minutes cock. In, we're already talking about Mario cock. Excellent.
Not even 5 minutes in, we're talking about dicks.
Podcasting is fun.
Yeah, it is.
You know that little disclaimer from 99% real sausage.
This is a weird thing, but I like being alone sometimes and not being bothered by other human beings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that a reasonable thing, or am I just really, really weird?
I thought everyone is like that at times.
Sit down, have some me time, play some video games.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't talk with anyone at all.
Well, Journey do that? Do the whole social thing in a brilliant way? I mean,
yeah, you're not actually like you can only communicate with the other player by singing in a way.
And if it comes out with more games like Journey where you connect with somebody and don't have to tell them talk to them at all, I'm all for that.
Yeah, that's like the worst part of online gaming is talking to people.
Yeah, come on.
I was going to say, vice versa, you have Dark Souls where the online community is just, you know
it's
Rape Fist 420 No Scope 36XD has invaded.
Yeah.
You get your ass violently raped if you're a cat.
With lag.
With lag.
I feel like I'm missing out because my PC can't into games for Windows Live.
Oh,
my PC can't into games at all, Catsman, so...
I've decided I'm going to skip out on Dark Souls on the PC. Just
really?
Because of the games for Windows Live. Just because of that, really.
You already have it for another platform. There's not really much point getting it again with games for Windows Live.
Play it with the people who don't have it on the PS3.
I mean, I had it on... I do have it on PS3, but I don't know. I felt like getting it for the PC, too. And I don't regret it so far.
I wonder if the PS3 version will be cheaper now that the PC version is out.
Who knows?
Nah.
But you still have to buy the DLCs separately.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a pain in the ass, but it's sort of like, I guess for like the PC gamers, it's a little incentive to get them interested in it, I guess.
Oh, trying to really has me torn, because I have been categorically against all forms of DLC ever since it became a thing, and now there's DLC out for trying to, and it's like the first DLC I actually can see myself wanting ever, but I don't want to buy it because it's DLC. Oh.
Well, is it DLC or is it a expansion pack? That's what we called them when I was younger, expansion packs. They weren't like little changes like colours for your guns. They were like entirely new levels and sometimes, you know, actually introduced like new weapons or new like gameplay mechanics sometimes.
Well, I mean, the new content for Dark Souls is an actual expansion. It gives you new areas, bosses and items and stuff like that, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah, it's kind of nice the way they've done it, it seems. It's not just like, herder, here's some fucking, you know, random items for you to dick around with for an extra
$5. Yeah, change the color of your head armor.
Yeah, it's like, well, here's like an entirely new chapter for you to explore, and it, you know, explains some of the lore a bit more.
Yeah, it explains stuff that wasn't explained properly enough in the original game. I like that.
It's like it's adding to the story. It's not just. It's like kind of. It branches on well. It's not just sort of like duct taped on, really poorly with a post-it note.
Oh, duct tape.
What?
Duct tape. Duct tape.
Duct tape.
You know what the really sad thing is? None of you know the glory of red-green.
What?
I thought Pokemon red and green.
No, the red-green show.
What is the red-green show?
The most beautiful thing to come out of Canadian television ever.
I thought that was Degrassi.
Fuck you. And everything you stand for. Red-green would rape those children and tape their corpses to, you know, something.
You're not really selling me on this red-green thing.
It's a wonderful show. Children. It's a wonderful show about a bunch of Canadian hicks who go around doing stupid things, and all their kind of home improvement projects involve duct tape because that's all they can do.
Is it anything
like
that? Like
the only joke.
Pay for effort.
Is there anything like Skippy the Bush Kangaroo?
I have no idea what that is.
What do you mean you have no idea what Skippy the Bush Kangaroo
is? Is it an English show?
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. Is it an English show?
I love those English kangaroos.
They roam the streets of London. Well, nobody seems to care that much about...
I think I've killed those,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nobody seems to care that much about what EA does anymore, so I'm just going to move on. Black Mesa's coming out. I don't care. I've waited so long that I don't care anymore. Does anyone here still care about Black Mesa?
Like, I got bored one day, and I went on to TV Tropes, and I was reading about Black Mesa, and then, like, the next day, it was like, oh, it's on Greenlight, and I was like, oh, shit. It's actually happening.
Why would you put it on Greenlight, though? It's a little indie group making a remake of Half-Life. I don't, like, why would they let that happen on their, you know, store?
So is it like an exact same game, but with improved graphics?
No, it's got, like, gameplay improvements as well, apparently. And I say improvements whilst doing the finger quotes in the air with my fingers.
Yeah, define improvements.
Right, because I heard someone saying that they completely removed the alien world.
Ben isn't in it yet. I've just looked at the wiki, and it says, the developers will not reveal anything related to Zen until the mod release. So I think they might actually change about Zen a little bit, because Zen was shitty in the original game, in fairness.
Yeah, you can actually do
platforming and stuff.
So yeah, they might actually do a new Zen, which might be nice.
Yeah, I mean, I like the concept of it, but I just really actually enjoy being in that place in the original Half-Life.
I didn't mind Zen as much as everyone else did.
I liked it.
I thought it was okay.
I mean, you tried to, like, you had to do those weird big-ass jumps you forgot all about.
Yeah, I love the jump thing that they added that is not in any subsequent Half-Life games and is fun as hell. I don't get it.
I like the jumping thing. I just forgot all about it when you actually needed it.
They only implemented it at, like, that part of the game, like, at the very end of the game, right? Because I don't remember.
It was right
there.
At the end. You didn't use it in the actual real. Well, like the.
It was like the last thing you got in Black Mesa before you went through the teleporter to Zen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because
you got it right after you teleported.
Yeah, I think you got it right after you teleported. But, like, it wasn't a tutorial, which is confusing because you'd think that you'd use it all the time from the beginning. But you don't.
Well, Valve have seen past the need for tutorials now. MD, what was that?
That was a car.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've heard somebody get shot outside my house. Yeah, you don't have a car a car in your room?
I sleep in a race car. Where do you sleep?
I sleep in a highway.
Come on. Simpsons quotes 101, MD.
I'm sorry, I didn't watch all The Simpsons. Deal with it.
You didn't watch all The Simpsons?
I don't have that many years on my hands.
It's like on fucking 4chan and shit. It's a little comic.
I don't go to 4chan. That's disgusting. I go to Reddit.
It's probably on there too, because, you know, they fucking take everything from
and 9gag.
Everywhere and they just...
No, I don't go to 9gag. I can't even buy that.
Hey, Reddit steals all that shit from 9gag. You would know that if you knew the internet like I did.
If you're an internet king like me.
Yeah, 9gag is legion.
Which reminds me, I just started to play Halo Combat Evolved, the first FPS game ever made.
Oh, really? Why? You're enjoying it?
Halo invented video games.
Today, I just suddenly felt like, you know, I've never really played any Halo games. People seem to like them, so I got it by illegal means, and...
Dude, I'm reporting you to mission. The internet police.
Oh no!
What did you learn about people liking things?
I don't know. Like, so far it hasn't really impressed me, but that was only the first mission. I guess I'll have to play it more to actually.
It's pretty shitty compared to Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Lops, I think you'll find, is the name of the
series.
There
isn't even any iron sights. It's shitty.
It doesn't even have a bloody screen.
The main character doesn't die every chapter.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's some children outside the house riding back and forth on their skateboards.
Can you throw them with
Go
rocks?
Go kick them off. Go, like, drop kick them.
I don't have anything to throw at them, unfortunately. I need to be taught a lesson.
Well, John Whippersnappers and their skateboards.
you open the window and they're looking
at you. You sounded like a surly old man.
No, I mean, like, Katzman opens the window. He's like, hey, go play somewhere else. And they're like, hiya, mister. You want to play baseball?
No, they probably ask him if he wants to play blobs. Want to play Call of Duty and Halos?
Maybe some other time, okay? And then you're like, excuse me, I'm trying to have a podcast here.
I'm trying to do things on the internet. God.
To explain a little bit what we're talking about, me and Darrell streamed Shenmue lately, and that's one of the most insane games I've ever played in my entire life.
Yeah, that's
it's also extremely quotable, as you can tell.
Yeah, like, the kids... And, like, the main, like, the important NPCs all have, like, really bad voice actors who shout everything to your ear.
You have no power in your arms.
You have no power in your arms.
There is no power in my arms, and I'm extremely depressed because of that.
It's funny because we thought the game was about to end, and then they give a freaking tutorial to a last move.
Yeah, it's right at the end, and they feel the need to teach you a new move. Like, right as you're leaving on the boat, and it's the end of the game, you have to learn another move. Yeah. It's really hard. Anyway, let's not talk about Shenmue.
Yeah, look what your card did, MD. You totally brought us off track.
That was all Taco Man.
Wait,
fuck
kids
you.
Outside Catsman's
Poser.
House started?
I think they're gone now anyway. There is a skate park in the village. I don't know why they don't go there. Although it might be because the first day it opened, someone had to go to hospital with, like, broken bones.
Was that you, Catsman?
No, it wasn't me. It was some guy who was kind of a jerk, so I didn't mind.
Don't fucking worry, I've played tons of Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
I got this.
Dude,
I just played Tony Hawk's Underground.
I played tons of Tony Hawk, and then I wandered around the village with my little skateboard. It was great.
You didn't even ride it, you were just holding it.
I was just holding it.
So is anyone looking forward to Black Mesa Source?
No.
Well, since it's... I'll probably try it since it's free, right?
If you had to pay for it, I would have pirated it out of spite.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for it.
Is that how you're going to justify pirating?
Yes.
I might even stream it.
I only pirate things that I hate.
Why
are you pirating them in the first place?
I'm not actually going to play them, I just pirate them because I hate them.
Oh, to make the dev lose money, I see.
Yes, exactly. They magically lose money when I do that.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Well, I wasn't going to buy it anyways.
PC Master Race wins again.
I just wanted to test it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my favorite
one. There's a demo on the website, but I just wanted to test it. I wanted to test the whole game first. I have actually done that, by the way. I have beaten a whole game and then bought it later.
That's what I've done, too. I don't remember what that game was, though. Oh, that was Deus Ex.
But most
You're
of
probably
my
waiting for a Steam sale.
Is angry pirating.
I did that for Stalker. I beat all of Call of Pripyat, and then the Stalker games went up on Steam, and I was like, oh, fuck this, gotta buy them.
The thing is, if you see them on sale, you feel bad if you don't buy them, because they're literally like going, go on, buy me. Look, I've even made it easy for you. And it just feels so heartless to go, no.
I also did the same thing with System Shock 2, although that doesn't really matter because the company that made the game doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, there's no point buying games from defunct companies.
No, but I like to get hard copies from games I really like because they have nice stuff on the manuals and stuff like that in the old games.
Oh yeah, in the old games. New
like
games come with
their
single sheet of toilet paper that says, please refer to the in-game instructions.
like,
please buy more DLC.
And buy more DLC.
Probably, I don't know about you guys, but like if you have compared the manual for Oblivion to the manual of Skyrim, Oblivion has all kinds of small info about the races and the world and stuff like that, while Skyrim just basically has the controls and that's it.
Is the Skyrim one even in color?
No, it's not. Oblivion was cool. Oblivion's manual, sorry.
No,
yeah. Yeah. Had a map really too. I fucking cool. Love it when games include maps.
Yeah, like didn't you need world. To get like the, so awesome. Didn't you need Dude. To get the collector's edition to get the map with Skyrim or something?
No. It's in the normal version too, actually. Yeah, Skyrim.
I think
right.
You got like a proper map.
You got poster-sized maps with the Grand Theft Auto games on the PS2. That's right. Does anyone remember those?
With Red Dead Redemption.
No, because I always got my Grand Theft Auto games secondhand because I was cheap ass when I was a kid.
Rockstar now. Rockstar always gives maps with their games.
That's nice.
Did any of you buy any of the Warcraft games and Diablo games when you were younger? Any Blizzard?
No.
I pirated them when I was younger, if that counts.
No, because you didn't have the fucking manual then.
No, like sorry.
The game manuals for Blizzard games were fucking amazing. It was like its own little art book, almost. Like, it was just littered with just things. Like, entire pages would be just dedicated to a picture.
But, I mean, Diablo 2, when I think in terms of games with art that I would like to look at for prolonged periods of time, Diablo 2 is pretty low on that list.
Well, I don't know. Diablo 2, Warcraft, you know, 2 and 3. I think even Orcs and Humans had a pretty neat little instruction booklet, but I lost that one.
I am disappointed that we don't see stuff like that anymore. However, I think there are much bigger tragedies that modern gaming has had than instruction manuals.
You know, first world problems, bigger tragedies. But the thing is, though, is that was a neat thing. That was really cool. Like, when I bought Oblivion, I bought it like a day or two before I went on vacation, and my dad was installing a new CD drive or DVD drive on my computer. And when he fixed it, he said, "Well, we're going on vacation now, so you can play it when you get back."
I had to wait
a fucking week before I could play it. But I remember just looking over the manual. I brought the game manual with me, and I just read it over like again and again and again.
It's
just because it was so neat.
They allow you to plan ahead and stuff like that. That's what I like about them.
Well, I'm looking at the Wind Waker manual right now, and you know they got like at the back they've got like a section for notes. I've got on there, I've got like password equals plankton, you know, for when getting onto Tetra's ship. And I'm like, what are kids gonna do nowadays when they gotta write down notes? You know,
they don't have to write down notes anymore. Games don't require it.
I always looked at that back and I was like, I will make sure to remember this whenever I need to remember a password, and I never did. Because, I don't know, I was just autistic about it or something and remembered it anyway.
There were a couple games I think I used the actual notes in the back. Like, I would write notes down and shit. I don't remember what games, but I know I used them.
There are a few games with puzzles that do require you to write your own notes. Cry of Fear was like that. Fucking statues puzzle, I swear to God, I hate that so much.
I've yet to play that game.
I'm probably never going to play it again just because of the statues puzzle. Anyway, Kotaku came out with something vaguely amusing this week. Not really useful or newsworthy, but amusing. They dug around on Glassdoor.com, which is a website where anonymous employees leave feedback for companies they've worked for. And they looked at all the different gaming companies and cherry-picked the absolute worst comment and then gave it a sensationalist headline. Because they're Kotaku. So I'm going to read out a soundbite, and you guys are going to tell me instantaneously which company it is, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, palpable friction between departments. Lots of talking about teams and people behind their back. Employees seem openly dissatisfied. Every meeting seems to end with someone complaining about someone or something. Just a generally very sad and depressing working environment.
Every game studio ever aside Valve.
No, are you going to say that about every single...
Yes, I will.
Microsoft.
Good guess, Microsoft isn't on the list. Isn't Konami quite nice compared to most major publishers these days?
Yeah.
I don't hear a lot of shit about Konami, they seem pretty alright.
I thought the nicest were like Valve and I guess like Retro Studios or something.
Well, this is mostly just, like, big developers and publishers, not small ones.
I've heard that the studio that's making True Ratchet and Clank is apparently god-awesome to work at.
The studio's
Ubisoft.
Making what? Ubisoft is a good guess. It is, in fact, Sony Computer Entertainment.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense too.
Yeah.
I was just thinking if you go on that Glassdoor thing and look for Valve, the worst one you'd probably find is Gabe kept eating all the fucking pink cookies.
Of course.
Gabe gave everybody a snack bar.
Gabe had to fly out to Australia in the middle of an important meeting to answer the call of a fan.
And then he gave himself 5 snack bars. And then took ours anyway.
And delayed episode 3.
Here's another one. Politics to the 10th degree. You will be underpaid. You will be asked to work very long hours. Sometimes meetings will be held in the middle of the night due to Japan staff. You will not see your significant other or children very much. Your feedback is not welcome because Japan and EU do what they want. North America is a distribution arm, that's it. Simply put, it's not a very fun place to work. Staff have been seen crying at their desks.
It's Capcom.
Capcom America, I would go with.
Why exactly Capcom? Have I been missing something?
Because Japanese staff.
Yeah, Japanese work ethic.
However, it is whoever said Square Enix is right.
Oh, I see.
So you get a free copy of Your Doodles Are Bugged on Steam. Congratulations. I don't know who said it, actually.
Sean did say it,
yeah.
I think.
He's looking at the article in Kotaku.
I did not. I've just heard that the Square Enix has... there's been rumors that Square Enix has, tortured their workers and, thrown hot coffee at them and shit like that.
This is when you fucking quit your job. Holy shit. Stop what you're doing. Get the fuck out of that office and get a new goddamn job.
I knew immediately it was a Japanese company like that.
You can't see your family's much.
Explanatory. No, I know.
What is it like? Is it like, no, cannot get no job. Shame for this prey for quitting.
Eidos must have really dodged the bullet when they they stayed pretty independent when they got brought by Square Enix. So it sounds like they really dodged the bullet.
Well, quite possibly.
They still have those nasty deadlines.
Still got deadlines, but they're still independent compared to when most
get brought. True, though, I agree.
Isn't this what most revolution? US companies that are owned by Japanese companies or US arms of Japanese companies? I thought it was always they always ignore everything the US arm says, and everything gets overruled by what the Japanese part says.
You guys know what I do every time I go to Costco now?
There's
a Capcom office a block away, and I go out of my way to go food shopping, get all my groceries, go and do that shit. And when I'm done, I drive by the Capcom building, stop out front, park, stare at it for about 5 seconds, and then I flip it off and I shout "Fuck you, Capcom!" and I just roll away. every time I go to Costco, that's what I do now. I park out front of the building and I stare at it. And then I just flip it off and I say, fuck you, Capcom. And there's usually people outside.
You should throw an egg or something at it.
I don't want to cause vandalism because then I'll get in shit. But if I just let them know that every time I go to Costco, I fucking get mad at them. It's like, I'm gonna write on their Facebook wall, I'm going to, hey, you guys know the shitty Jeep that rolls out front of your place every couple of weeks?
Then they're like, no.
And that's literally, every couple of weeks, I'll just roll by it and I'll just be like, fuck you, Capcom. Top of my lungs, finger out the window.
And you do us all a valuable service, Taka, man.
Fucking hate them so much.
Alright, here's number 3. Paranoia reigns, not just in an office politics sense and the project is controlled 5,000 miles away sense, but there are security cameras everywhere, hallways, break rooms, etc., and multiple security doors to pass through everywhere. To get from my desk to the bathroom and back, I had to go through 4 security doors, using my key card to unlock each. To get to the break room and back, it was 6 security doors. Insane.
Is that Ubisoft? Company?
If you judge Ubisoft's DRM, it's probably reflected in their security.
Dodds, you're absolutely right. It is Ubisoft.
Wow. Wow, okay.
It said 1,000 miles away, so I presumed it was the one they got in Canada or something like that.
I mean, it does fit. They do strike me as a very paranoid company.
That's amazing, though.
It's
they live by their morals, I guess.
Yeah, you can't hate them for being inconsistent.
Yeah.
Making the employees go through the same stupid security shit that their customers have to. I respect them for that.
If their employees are pirates? You know,
yeah,
they gotta be safe.
No, their employees
can't
are
can't trust anyone in this crazy world.
They have to go
poor
through
peg leg Jim. He never knew what hit him.
Yarr, what the hell be happening to me?
What was I gonna say now? I've totally forgot. Oh yeah, the CEO of Ubisoft is apparently quite a cool guy. Like, what's his name? Like Yves Guillemot or something? I don't know. But he was like either a designer or a producer for Beyond Good and Evil. He's apparently quite nice. So I don't know why their company is so paranoid.
Is it the guy who's always talking in the Ubisoft conferences in E3?
I have no idea. Maybe.
It might be that guy. He seems like a cool guy, yeah.
He's not Jack Tretton. That's the
point,
isn't it?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a good thing. All right, here's one, and you're all going to be able to tell me instantaneously.
EA.
The large corporate mogul of EA opens doors but closes independent thought. Only
is
on the
Nintendo?
micro level may creativity thrive. For revolutionary ideas can be iterated on rapidly in a small company setting, turn into months-long trudges of certification, documentation, and stagnation. Long assembly line-like pipeline production turns great ideas into watered-down results, quashing the desire for creativity into production as the outcome of both becomes identical.
Activision?
Bethesda.
Come on.
Yeah, I think maybe Bethesda.
The large corporate mogul of EA opens doors but closes independent thought.
I said EA.
I don't know, it's
pandemic.
A tough one.
I didn't hear
THQ.
That.
It's pandemic, isn't it?
THQ, I know this.
Clover Studios.
For God's sake, you people, I hate you people.
Visual Games.
Give me a hint.
Okay, whoever gets Line this head. Gets Shawnee's copy of Your Doodles Are Bugged on Steam.
No! I want that.
Why? Why would you want that?
They are owned by EA. They say that since they've been owned by EA, they haven't been able to do anything creative.
Treyarch?
It is BioWare.
I just said it.
Oh, I didn't
four
even,
people, four
I didn't
people
even think
said
about
BioWare.
Oh, I thought you meant it was EA. I was joking about saying, oh, who's not EA? THQ isn't EA, I'll say that.
I know you were doing that. You're a jerk, Dodds.
I'm sorry.
Give me a copy of Your Doodles Are Bugged as payment.
Okay.
Thank you. You both now get copies of Your Doodles Are Bugged, Shawnee and whoever else said BioWare.
Excuse me.
Come on.
You can also have an arcane crystal if you play Diablo 2.
Yeah.
What's wrong with arcane crystals?
I don't think it's what's wrong with the arcane crystals. I think it's what is attached to the arcane crystals.
What?
Diablo 3. I'm just saying Diablo 3 is still a fucking letdown.
Oh, right. Did I say Diablo 3?
I thought you said 2.
I thought you said 2. I've been playing 2.
2 is awesome.
2 is still good, and there's no reason for you to play 3 at all. Here's an easy one. Milking the margins comes first. So if you love games, be prepared to leave. I didn't even have to finish it, and you got it.
You said milking, and I was like, Activision knew it.
You know Bobby Kotick isn't the CEO of Activision anymore.
Isn't he with Coke?
He's with Coca-Cola now. So boycott Coca-Cola.
Like Palpatine, the new leader.
Oh god, I bought Coca-Cola last night.
Oh, you're supporting communism.
I don't even drink soda anymore.
I'm on Pepsi now.
I'll just keep drinking fucking orange juice.
I'm on open source Libre GPL GNU cola.
Open source cola.
I drink absolutely nothing.
How do you live?
Water.
Not even water.
No, I don't need anything.
Do you eat food with water in it?
No.
Liar!
I don't eat.
Do you inhale air with water in it?
I live with willpower.
Who's willpower?
He's the audio wizard.
I knew it! There's something inherently sad and toxic about the work environment that's hard to put your finger on. You can feel it when you walk into the office. People are powering through it, but ultimately the work feels a bit soulless.
Zynga.
Yes, Zynga.
Shoni, you are the sharpest tool in the shed. It is indeed Zynga.
Damn.
How many copies of your Doodles Are Bugged is he gonna get?
He's gonna get every copy of your Doodles Are Bugged I have.
What about me?
If I have one left over, I'll give it to you, Deco Man.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
So yeah, working for Zynga in the games industry is pretty much selling out, like joining the dark side, even more than Activision.
Zynga is part of the gaming industry?
Apparently so, although not for much longer, because they haven't been doing very well on the old stock market recently, I'm told.
I was thinking, like, not for much longer, because I just finished filling all these bottles full of gasoline.
And that, yes.
What about EA sales? Are they still going down?
I thought they were saved by Madden.
Their stocks just went up, like, right the
yeah,
fuck up.
Yeah, Madden's 13 reached some, like, 1.5 million in its, like, first week or something like that.
Yeah, let's buy the same game 20 times.
Their fucking stocks just shot right back up.
Yeah, I checked. It's up 14% over last year, so it's actually growing.
Basically, as long as that still exists, as long as Madden and FIFA still exist, EA will never die.
I thought this was the last Madden that EA was publishing, though.
Oh, really? Have their license expired?
It might just be the end of a contract.
Yeah, they'll probably buy it back. They'll probably bid really high and buy it back as well.
Because that's all they have.
They own DICE, though, so they've got Battlefield.
Yeah, but no one cares about Battlefield anymore.
What?
Battlefield 4's coming up again, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're going to make them on a yearly schedule, like Call of Duty now, aren't they?
Fucking kidding? They're making Battlefield 4 already?
Yeah, enjoy no expansions anymore.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's kind of depressing, really, isn't it?
Only full Boom Game sequels with no new content for full price.
Let's talk about something that will raise our spirits. Steam Greenlight is here. It's been attracting a bit of criticism over how hard it is to discover new projects and how much crap there is on it right now. Valve tried to rectify both, but it's still a bit flaky. However, there is some fantastic and terrible stuff on there, so I want to give you guys the opportunity to tell me what to thumb up on Greenlight and what to point at and laugh.
Wasn't there some sort of... porn game put up there or something, and it got shut.
Millions of them.
No, like, it was a big one. It was made by some, like, big name people.
I don't think it was quite that big, but it was a game called Seduce Me.
That's the one.
Yeah, I saw that too, and people got really mad.
And it got took down due to offensive content, but, you know, the term offensive content is very vague, which is why the dev got kind of annoyed. It wasn't, like, proper hardcore or anything. It was, like, I think it was mostly in the text, still something like that.
I still think it's cool that Shantae is going to be on there.
Shantae is on Steam Greenlight. Please, everyone, go sum up Shantae right now. It's only at 1% of the necessary ratings. And I still don't have a DSi, and I'm never going to buy a DSi, ever.
I have
It's on 3DS also.
Yeah, it's on 3DS, but not over here in Australia.
Oh, really? Oh. That's a jerk
Nothing's
thing for them to do.
Nothing's over there in Australia.
Yeah, our store is
barren. You have fist-sized spiders, and that's about it. Video games, what are those?
We don't have it either.
I thought
you
only
have,
like...
And you have a fucking Iron Baroness with more chins than she has dollars.
What?
Oh, that's that fat bitch who owns all those iron mines. She's, like, the world's richest woman.
Oh.
She has, like, more chins than she has dollars. Like, seriously.
I vaguely heard about that. But rich people have to be fat, don't they?
No, they don't have to be such giant douchebags. Richard Branson's a fucking bro.
Is he really a fucking bro?
Yeah, he's a fucking bro, and he's handsome and shit.
You've never seen that Tumblr with him picking up women.
You've obviously never ridden on a virgin train.
God.
I don't care.
It's he's like handsome. Being. It is he, literally like.
He's
being
at least
an
handsome. He's not fat yet.
Why does he have. When you said picking up
he
women, I didn't take
planes.
It literally. Why does he want. What? Why does he need to pick up women?
Maybe they fell down.
But. What? What is this? Why does he pick up so many women?
He's just fucking booking with like the second one that picking up Virginia or something. He's just taking her to the rape room or something. Like, look at that posture.
What? I don't understand. Why is he wearing like? What is he wearing in this one? He's wearing like a cross and one of those things that Catholic priests wear. What is he doing?
He's fucking rich.
Rosary.
Well, you see what I mean? Richard Branson, he's pretty fucking awesome.
And there's another one where he's windsurfing with a naked lady on his back.
I thought the naked lady was his wife.
Maybe. Well, why should he be allowed to pick up women who aren't his wife?
I don't know.
What does he do? Branson. Just pick them up and drag them away?
Richard Branson has more picked up women than he has dollars.
What is this Tumblr?
Amazing.
I got like Kim Jong Il looking at things as well.
That one's great. Is this cake? Tell me, what is this cake?
And now there's Kim Jong Un looking at things because the great leader died. There's also one of the Prince of Sweden looking at things. There's a bunch of those.
He looks so confused in every picture.
He does actually, kind of, doesn't he? He has that confused, laughing look on his face.
Who, Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un?
Ill.
Yeah.
The dead one.
Well, he never really knew what was going on, did he? He was just sort of looking insane.
They just drag him somewhere. It's like, hey, have a look at this. He's like, what the fuck is this thing?
What the fuck is this?
What is this shit?
Wizardry.
What is this fucking science magic? What is this?
He doesn't
crazy
look happy at any of the things he's seen.
I think it's
I'm sure he has a very high
standard.
If someone took me to see that many cucumbers, I would at least say that's cool that you have all these cucumbers. You know.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats on all the cucumbers. It's obviously been a good year for cucumbers this year. You do a great service.
Why did I even mention Richard Branson picking up things?
What were we meant to be talking about?
Oh yeah,
Virgin
rich people
trains.
Being cool.
We were talking
rich
about green
being
light.
Cool.
As long as it's not about video games.
Well, you know, in times before the Industrial Revolution, rich people would eat lots and lots of food just to show that they had enough money to buy lots and lots of food. That's why rich people are characterized as fat.
If you were really fat, you were really rich. Mm-hmm. But
it seems to have gone the other way recently. So
yeah,
I'm,
now
I'm
if you're really fat, you're probably really poor.
So I'm glad
you can eat really terrible food.
I'm glad that this lady is trying to sort of reverse that and bring back the fat rich look.
Doesn't Gabe have that down?
I knew someone was going to say something about Gabe.
Oh, that's a cucumbers
again.
I had it
in the back of my head.
Sorry, I'm still looking at this King Jong-un thing.
I'm trying to find games on Greenlight that like stick out. I thought I saw Love Plus, but I think it was actually a platformer, so I was just like, nah.
Oh, yeah, but that does look... Oh, no, that doesn't look like kind of a cool game. There's another game that's called Love that looked kind of cool. Okay. What?
It's funny you mentioned Love Plus anyway. It's not actually related to Love Plus, but wasn't there like a recent thing where it's like Valve actually got in contact with a bunch of Japanese devs?
Yeah.
Which is half the reason why Half Minute Hero is coming to Steam.
Yeah, Half Minute Hero is coming to Steam. Looks so cool.
Oh, what? When did this happen?
It's not like there's not like a trailer out or anything. It's only a recent thing where they've just said it's coming to Steam and we're not going to tell anyone.
Dude, you can put it on your wish list already.
Half Minute Hero?
Yeah. It's that,
oh, that game's
that PSP
fun.
Game that I no one that. Bought because it was on PSP.
I actually have a PSP, believe it or not, and that game on it.
Yeah, I don't, okay, really quick question here, but you know in Hexler's little fucking streamer bio, him saying he's the only person who loves his fucking PSP? What the fuck?
Like, loves his what?
I play my PSP all the fucking time. Rhythm plays his PSP all the time. Jack plays his PSP all the fucking time. You know, I know a bunch of people. My roommate plays his PSP all the fucking time. What the fuck? Like, is he like the only Swede who plays fucking?
The joke is that nobody bought the PSP. Jesus Christ.
Tekkoman, I think what you'll find is that you're actually having fake fun.
No. No,
yes,
I'm not.
The
I'm,
fun
I'm
just... isn't real. It's not real
fun. What is
this fun
you are talking about?
It's fake fun. It's imaginary fun.
No, I mean like...
Don't you fucking take my goddamn fun.
Late.
I'll fucking drive out front of your house, stare at it, and flip you off and curse
at you. If
you
do, can you do something about these skateboard kids as well?
I'll run them over, don't worry.
Thank you.
I think I can take a beating.
At least tell them to go to the skate park. It's not like anyone died in there.
I'll tell them with my front bumper.
So anyway,
I'm going to come to your house and commit manslaughter on your front lawn.
I don't have a front lawn. Joke's on you.
Well, out front of your house, at least.
My Steam Greenlight picks, right? Lamu Lana only has 2% of the necessary ratings.
Really? Fuck, I'm going to go fucking upload that. That's...
Yeah, it's basically how it is all the games you want to get past on Greenlight are going to be ignored, and games like Slender will get through.
Onikun. Onikun is an awesome, amazing game that is fun as hell and only has 1%. Chuck's Challenge 3D. Nobody's heard of this, right? It's the sequel to Chip's Challenge. And it's being made by the guy who made Chip's Challenge. And it's a really cool game, and I was in the Kickstarter for it. And Tower Climb as well. That's also... Oh, and what's the last thing? That space game, Routine. Like a space horror roguelike game with permadeath. How could you not be interested in that?
If that comes to Canada, they have to name it Poutine, otherwise I won't be able to upload it.
Oh, that actually has 22% of the ratings. That's doing way better than all the other projects I've thumbed up.
I wonder how this Redneck Racers game is doing.
Redneck Racers.
I'm gonna upvote it. Why not? Let's go. I vote yes. This game has attained zero.
You are the reason that Greenlight is failing.
Yes.
This is zero necessary positive ratings so far. You know what? Whatever.
Your upvotes are a precious commodity. You should only give them to products you truly care about.
I'm going to give them to everybody. I want all of these games.
Has anyone even been looking at Greenlight? Not many people seem to have
been looking at Greenlight a lot.
I haven't.
I would like to take this moment to plug In the Pit. It's a game that runs, I think it's a maze game where you do it entirely with just audio. Audio stealth game, that's what I meant. And it's got 0% of the necessary positive ratings so far.
Hang on, you know that there are already lots of games like that, right?
I don't care. I want this game.
Ask Shafiq. He knows lots of blind people games.
I was on Steam the other day, and I don't know how long this has been out. I'm probably late to the party here. But the new XCOM RTS is now up for pre-purchase on Steam.
Yeah, and it has, three separate tiers of pre-order bonuses.
It's for however many people pre-order, they release a new thing. Hold on a second.
It is a new level of pre-order bullshit, isn't it?
Here we go. Pre-order bullshit. Let me get it revved up for you. Okay. So the first reward, which is unlocked, is the Elite Soldier Pack. You get the classic XCOM soldier. You get some decoration packs and a custom. It's all pretty much just like...
It's visual stuff aesthetic. For customizing your soldiers.
It's aesthetic, and you get guile, pretty much. That's it. Reward 2 is if you play a lot of Team Fortress 2, you get hats. You get the guile hair. You get a really neat mask for the pyro. And you get a pin. This little badge.
Ooh, a pin.
But the really neat one is reward number 3, which has nothing to do with XCOM. You get a free copy of Civilization 5.
Now that is nice.
That's one of the actual reasons I've been thinking of pre-ordering it in some vague hope that I can get Civilization 5 for free.
If it gets, it says here, I think, reward pack 2 is 36% of the way. But if that gets over into the third one, I will pre-order.
It's probably going to be a very disappointing XCOM sequel, right?
I know, but it's XCOM. I want it, and I want to experience XCOM because I fucking love that series.
Well, it's made by Fireaxe, people who did many of the Sid Meier's games.
Oh, it is?
I'm talking about the recent ones, not the old one.
It's got some of the original team. It's got some of the original fucking XCOM team on there.
Oh, that sounds cool. What happened to that
original
What happened to that XCOM FPS that they were making? That everyone was bitching about.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, I won't.
But I think they're still working on it, but it's just sort of gone under the limelight a little.
Where it needs to be.
Pretty much. I really don't see any interest. Then again, I'm not really much of an FPS person anymore. So
if we had Dorby in here, he would, you know, Salah's totally on the game because he's really excited for
it's not going to be terrible, basically. I would trust FireAxis.
It's not going to be terrible, but it will probably not be. It'll be like, it won't be as bad as Diablo 3 being compared to Diablo 2. People will look at this and be like, oh, the new XCOM game. It won't be like the previous three, but it'll probably still be good.
I think, yeah, if it wasn't called XCOM, you know, you probably wouldn't get some of these complaints going, oh, it's casualized and it's, you know, it's going to only have like max of 7 people on your team rather than like the usual 13. So the console people, you know, if that was its own game.
They're calling it XCOM Enemy Unknown. They're giving it the full name.
How would XCOM work on a console? I don't even understand how that would.
It's buttons and shit. I don't know.
Damn.
They found a way to kind of make it work, I guess, but I'm still lagging on PC.
But the PC versions have a totally different interface because they revealed it recently, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You know, don't punish the PC players because console players only have a controller.
I don't know, it's like how they put fucking, you know, StarCraft on fucking Nintendo and Doom.
Oh yeah, StarCraft on Nintendo 64. So many people forget about that game.
Did anyone play that?
That happened.
I saw someone playing it.
I rented it once and I thought to myself, wow, I'm so glad I got this on the computer.
I mean, it looked kind of playable, I guess.
I was 8 years old and I recognized the novelty of it.
There was also Command & Conquer on the N64. For some reason, N64 was a really good console for RTSs.
Every single Command & Conquer game on consoles as well.
Wasn't Command & Conquer on PS1?
Yeah, all of them are.
Yeah, it might have been PS1 as well.
What about RTS made specifically for consoles? Halo Wars.
We don't like to talk about Halo Wars. We're still upset over the over what happened to the Age of Empires guys on some.
Halo Wars invented RTS. You know how it goes.
And guns.
Shouldn't the DS and 3DS be pretty good consoles for RTSs with a whole touchscreen?
Oh my god, don't get my boner started on what an XCOM would be like on that.
And yet, no one seems to have made RTSs for the DS, despite the fact that it's like a mouse. People have made turn-based strategy games.
Different audiences, isn't it? You know, it might be good for it, you know, the iPhone's good for RTSs in theory.
The iPhone isn't good for anything.
But, you know, it's the kind of people who play them, you know.
And if you enjoy the iPhone,
why it wouldn't
you're
work.
Having fake fun.
Fake fun.
Don't
I love that.
I like it as a phone.
You're a phone. I totally told you, wicked sick burn. You're a phone.
Oh shit, koalas and crap. I'm a phone, no. I wasn't even Australian.
I'm removing your copy of Doodles Are Bugged just for that.
No.
When do I get one?
I don't know.
Okay.
What else is news? So yeah, that Steam Oh yeah, I was going to talk about the worst thing I found on Steam Greenlight. I don't have it up now because it got taken off, but the worst thing I saw was a game called Costume vs. Kitsune Quest.
That sounds great.
And it was like...
I'd like to play that.
The buggy, badly made adventures of a man wearing a fox suit. And
why not?
All the video for it was not like a screen capture program. It was just a guy pointing a camera at the screen and filming.
What?
Quality. That's dedication to your craft right there.
You know what? I'm going to go find it. I'm going to upvote it. Just
no, they took it off.
God damn it, Indy.
They removed it.
Oh.
I'm so disappointed.
Thank God.
I'm going to cry.
I hope they start a Kickstarter or something.
And now you have to pay friggin', what is it, like 100 United States moon monies just to troll on Steam Greenlight. I am very disappointed.
Well, our money like can't even make it to the moon anymore. And it goes to charity.
It does go to charity, which that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, no, see, that's sort of like, you know, it sucks that you have to pay the $100. But on that same note, if you make a game that does get there and you expect to make thousands or millions off of it or some bullshit.
No one's going to make millions off a game.
I fucking know. But listen, the thing, though, is if you expect to make any money off of it, $100 to go towards charity, just to show that you're not being a fucking, you know, dumbass. It's kind of
I agree, kind of. Although I think they should have made it 50 instead.
Yeah, 50 would have been better. But
I still wouldn't pay $50 to troll on the internet when I could do it for free.
I don't know. Valve, I should say, seems to be pretty good with tricking people into paying $100 for trolling.
Dodds has like, found a download link for Costume vs. Kitsune Quest. I actually found this link as well, but I could not get it to work. It crashed every time I started it up, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Dodsky, you are not allowed to stream that game.
If it works, he has to stream it.
No, we're not going to stream any more broken stuff anymore.
But you guys all remember back in Team Fortress 2 with the wedding rings or whatever, right?
The wedding rings.
Still doing that.
What?
Something special for someone special.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, the really expensive items, and it sends a message to everyone.
It was like $100 or something. It was like $100 or something, and people would like be like, from Hitler to Anne Frank, like tanks for the memories or some shit.
I appreciate people who do that, to be honest.
But it's like, you know, you're literally paying like $100 to do some shit like that, and you know, people are willing to pay a lot of money to dick around with the internet.
Back to this Richard Branson picking up women blog.
Oh no.
Pardon?
Richard Branson picking up chicks, literally taking it to the next level there. You have caught my eye, woman. Come with me.
I think about 50% of the time I've tried to catch a Virgin train has been late, delayed, or cancelled, and I've had to get another train and been really late for something.
This is why I don't take...
No, I went to my taster day at Liverpool University, I think, and that might have been a train that was late. And I seem to remember I got there having run up the stairs panting, and the guy just looks at me and he's like, "You're late." And I'm like, "Sorry." I'm sorry, my train. He's like, "I'm just joking. Jeez, take a seat over there. Jeez." I'm like, "All
right." Write Richard Branson a really nasty letter, and maybe he'll give you one of the women he's kidnapped.
Oh my God.
Take him from his virgin basement. Excellent. Next thing. Taco Bell. a new Metal Gear Solid got announced. The game will purportedly star Bigobosu, use Konami's brand new Fox Engine, have open world gameplay, and serve as a prequel to another Metal Gear Solid game. A tech demo was shown at PAX, but not much else is known at this point. Is this a good thing, or do you just feel sorry for Kojima at this point?
I would like to feel sorry for him, but my boner is telling me don't feel sorry, embrace it.
He's producing it.
Solid boner for like a week now since I've seen that.
Is he directing it personally, or...?
No, he's producing it, so...
Producer and director in video games are pretty much interchangeable titles, to be fair.
Yeah.
Pretty much he's in charge. He's in charge.
It seems to have a fair amount of new content, though, with the open world and vehicles and stuff like that. I wonder how that's going to work out.
I don't really want an open world in Metal Gear, though.
It might work if they do it right.
Isn't Metal Gear meant to be very tightly story-focused?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, but like...
Well, Metal Gear Solid 3 was very open, and that was fine.
It wasn't really open. There were a lot of variables, there were a lot of ways you could do things, but, you know, it wasn't really that open.
Yeah, it was
very
level-based.
They don't
mean open world, though. They don't mean open world as in fucking, like, Far Cry or something. They mean sort of, like, think Peace Walker with, like, the individual areas... but on a bigger scale. It's not going to be like open world and stuff. It's going to be like, it's just going to be very large cells that you can dick around in, but it's still going to be just areas.
Every time I hear open world, I just hear Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's not going to be Grand Theft Auto Big Boss Edition.
I think it's going to be more Stalker than Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly. Bingo. Yeah. That's the perfect example right there. It's Stalker Big Boss Edition.
But yeah, they haven't showed enough gameplay to actually tell what it's like, so we'll just have
to
wait.
They have like a 10-minute, no, not 10-minute, like a 5-minute of extra footage that...
Yeah, but they don't really do anything.
It's more of a tech demo of the Fox engine than it is actually meant to be representative of the game.
That's actually the thing I'm looking forward to. If you remember a while back, I've actually got a tweet from Kojima that said, one of the key features from the Fox engine...
Dods.
Here's the transparency technique. See-through underwear. there's a picture where sort of like there's clothing and you can see people's underwear on the underneath it.
That's
the real feature I'm looking forward to in
that
Metal Gear.
That's
fantastic.
To be honest,
that's the only thing we're going to do when we're streaming it.
As far as technology goes, I'm pretty impressed by that, actually.
No. Only Japan would spend the fucking time and money to develop an entirely new engine for the sole purpose of having fucking see-through clothing.
This is Kojima leading the development of the engine, I thought.
He says it's going to be like the most advanced 3D engine ever made.
He's planning this for the next generation of consoles. So,
yeah.
The Metal Gear people are all about the little details, so, you know, it's not too strange that they will do something like that.
Konami basically want to be able to compete with, like, the Unreal Engine and shit like that, I think.
But, like, if they just basically make it like that, like just that small things like that, it's going to be another 3-hour experience if you don't count the cutscenes or something like that.
Well, here's the thing, though. Another thing about the engine is that it's supposed to be very accessible for developers, which means like they can go from developing it on consoles and PCs with like no problem.
That's pretty neat.
Wasn't the actual, apparently the tech demo for the Metal Gear Solid game, the new one, was actually running on a PC, supposedly, at the PAX demo.
Every new game is run on a PC.
Well, that's just because it's for next-gen consoles, isn't it? Presumably. Well, point, most early next-gen console dev kits are just a PC with roughly the specs that the console is going to have.
Well, they were saying that they're running it on a PC with, you know, PS3 specs or something like that. That's what they said. But the thing, though, is just because it's running on the PC now doesn't mean it'll be a PC game. But that doesn't mean it won't be. So you never know. It might be on PC.
Japan hates PCs.
They don't hate PCs as much since, you know, Dark Souls and all the Japanese games that have been getting on Steam and doing really well.
Capcom is embracing PC for ages, you know. They haven't always been very good at it, but, you know,
pile of shit they are.
But they have been releasing on PC.
Taco?
They see it as a source of money. They know, like, there is some business there to deal with. So, you know, I don't know if that's because there's... Actually, Square Enix do it quite a bit, too. Not with their most of their Final Fantasy games, but with the Eidos Studio games, where they've got experience with PC. You know, they go, publish it on PC, and we'll publish it into stores if you want retail as well.
Dude, there would have been, like, a revolt in the entire world, I'm pretty sure, if Deus Ex Human Revolution had been console exclusive. It would have been a shitstorm that would not have died down for months.
It would still be going right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But anyways, the fucking new Metal Gear Solid game has me pretty anticipated.
I feel bad for Kojima.
Why is that?
I didn't think he wanted to make Metal Gear Solid 3. And I thought he really didn't want to make Metal Gear Solid 4. And now he's making another Metal Gear Solid game that serves as a prequel to Metal Gear Solid 5. Like, really?
I think he might have pulled out of that funk a little bit, though.
Yeah, he might have gotten inspiration again.
You think he's back into it?
Yeah, I do.
Because he's been making these games since the MSX.
How Kojima got his groove back.
There you go.
That's going to be the subtitle of the game.
He'll turn into a llama and he'll fucking cruise around with the guy who plays Brock Samson and they'll fucking have an adventure.
Well, in fairness, I think it helps that he's not doing like the same game in the same way Call of Duty is. You know, it seems like, you know, when he releases a new Metal Gear game, he goes, okay, what if Snake now has camouflage and he can blend into the environment, you know. It seems a bit more nicer than just saying, he's sneaking through again.
Yeah, he kind of changes things around. It's not like literally like cookie cutter, cookie cutter, cookie cutter. It's like he actually goes and he changes how the game mechanics work a little bit. Like the big thing, like you said, for the big thing for Metal Gear Solid 4 was, you know, the camouflage system. And
well,
like
I was actually talking about 3.
Yeah, well, in 3, they kind of had that going, but then in like 4, they kind of kept that up, and then it was, they turned it into a bit of a shooter, and then he's like, no, let's kind of keep it rolling with that. And then they sort of got rid of the camouflage system, and but not really.
And now it's going open world, kind of.
Open world, slightly transparent clothes. Try to contain your excitement.
So instead of dog tags, you just collect underwear?
Oh, fucking yes, please. Fucking yeah, amazing.
Let me take Guard's underwear for myself.
Oh, no.
Just hold them up.
No, no, no. What if you stole Johnny's fucking underwear? Oh, God.
Oh, no, I would not want that. No.
Oh, I would have a
no,
big no, fucking no. rock burn on
no,
the back.
No, no way.
Please stop. Please stop.
Oh, my God. What if, for Snake, like, pulling his underwear off, he just gets it halfway off and he goes, oh, God, and just starts throwing up.
Mmm, tasty.
They're like, imagine, like, holding a
yeah,
man
that's
up.
That's how he stores it all. He steals their underwear and he eats it.
Yeah, listen, you hold a man up in that game and you start like patting him down for his ammo, and then there's a prompt and you press the triangle button and Snake pulls the soldier's pants down, and then he steals his underwear and takes it for his own like a trophy.
Nice.
And then knocks him out.
He's gotta do it like the prisoners. He's gotta do it like the prisoners from Metal Slug. He's just gotta fucking whoosh, like one clean swipe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then there'll be a fucking heavy machine gun or a rocket launcher behind it.
Am I the only one who imagined them sort of like trying to shake about, you know, when they're trying to drop an item?
Yeah.
Just shake them out, trying to drop their pants.
Yeah, like they do a little dance, jiggle a little bit.
Like always, like in MGS4 when you tranked the boss battles, you gave like the character models to Sonny. In that game, Big Boss gives the underwear to some little girl too.
Oh,
like,
no, no. If you try and kill a boss, you get their underwear.
What?
Oh my God.
There you go.
Apparently, we need to send this to Kojima.
Is supposed to be back.
I thought it was bullshit.
Give it to her or something. Oh God.
I think it's stupid in MGS4 that you can't make guards jiggle when you hold them up.
Yeah.
In 2 and 3, you can point it at their nether regions and they'll start jiggling.
But hey, at least
in Metal Gear Solid 4, you can't cup their balls.
It's because you can
sexually harass frog soldiers and they will attack you if you do.
No, well, sometimes they'll be like, you're pretty good at that, and like compliment you on your manhandling skills.
Sometimes they laugh because they're getting ticklish.
Yeah, men do that too when you tickle them.
Yeah, when you put them on the ground, when you pat them down, they giggle.
You're pretty good at this.
Well, like, you get like a grown man and they're just like, ah! Oh,
frogs are really intimidating in the first chapter, but in the second chapter, we can pull that shit and then you just kind of lose that effect.
You just, why did you spend 20 hours like playing Metal Gear Solid? I got stuck in chapter 2. I was just molesting frog soldiers. Just like spend a solid like fucking 15 hours just molesting people.
You lecherous old man.
I got stuck in act 2 for molesting men soldiers.
You just keep cuffing balls.
You get like a special achievement, like the secret like cup 5,000 balls in one playthrough.
It's tied into your PSN account forever.
And it posts on your Facebook.
Yeah. I'm not regretting anything.
No, no, you guys don't understand. I just wanted to see if it was true, I swear.
So, yeah, that's my news. I mean, there's some other stuff as well. I mean, there's the Square Enix dicking everyone around over the world ends with you. Which is kind of fun.
What about the Metal Gear Solid movie? We haven't talked about that.
We don't really know enough about it, though, do we? I know we don't know enough about it, but guess fucking what? Video game movies.
They did say, I'm holding on to a hope here, but they did say that it would be filmed in North America, and you know what that fucking means. There's a slight, minute possibility it'll get filmed in Vancouver, and I'm a part of the Teamsters Union, which means that I could fucking get on the film crew and fucking work on that movie.
But you'll just have your credits in a bad movie.
I don't fucking care. I'll be in the fucking worst movie that I will ever have worked on. I will be proud to say, yeah, I fucking worked on that piece of shit. Or alternatively, I'll be like, yeah, I fucking got to work with that. Like, who knows? I could be fucking sitting there working. And like Hideo fucking Kojima just walks out of nowhere like, did you like it?
He tries to explain something to you, but he keeps spelling everything wrong. He's like, oh, sorry.
Spaghetti everywhere.
He just fucking walks around, just sort of, oh, sorry.
Ramen noodles coming out of his pockets.
I'll be the little fucking guy that goes around picking up all the fucking noodles dropping out of his pocket.
He is so kawaii, Kojima, honestly.
I'll be on fucking Kojima duty.
Have you guys seen the thing Kojima posted on his Twitter where he takes a picture of his underwear and it's Spider-Man underwear?
Oh, yes.
Stupid, sexy like, Kojima.
I love Hideo Kojima's Twitter because he's like completely insane. But I think my favorite thing, and I've talked with Debrell about this, is there was one morning where he said, good morning. My tears, the tears will not stop falling since I woke.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of people said, like, Kojima, are you sad? What's going on?
And
it turned out it was like, yeah, it was an allergy.
Yeah.
Like, what was the
like,
one,
the
though,
tears
where he
won't stop falling.
What was the one where he posts, like, still, I'm still alive?
That was during the Japan earthquakes last year.
Yeah. He said, I'm
all
right.
All the other developers said, you know, yes, everyone in our building was safely evacuated. Don't worry. And he just sends one single tweet that says, I'm okay, or I'm all right.
He's a cool guy like that.
Yeah, I also love Tak Fuji's Twitter.
Oh my god, yes. That's the best Twitter.
Don't you cry, baby. Nipple, anus, you will become. He's just, I mean, it doesn't get much better than Tak Fuji.
Like you guys say Hideo's insane. Tak Fuji's a goddamn nutter.
I saw one was like, he was tweeting from his subway and was like, oh god, the guy next to me on the subway is holding his arm up and there's this extreme odor. Oh crap. And then he posted a follow-up where he said, hey ladies, I know my hair look like stink, but this is not my smell.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sometimes I wonder if, like, the effects of, like, all this humor from the tweets would, like, be ruined if we actually understood the Japanese tweets.
They tweet in English.
I
thought it was, like, computer translated or something like that.
In Japanese, they're well-articulated, like, haikus. In English, it's just, my hair does not smell like stink.
I'm all right.
Now for pee.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Tak Fuji.
Heading to beer.
It's not just like an act that he had on for his one Miron Troops speech at E3.
Yeah, no,
he's just
really
like that all the time.
Really, he's just a goddamn fucking psychopath.
It's also like whenever somebody says, oh, Tak Fuji, I love you, he's like, come to my bed tonight. Like, he gets all sexual.
But totally would you that. Do he that? I would do that if I would be famous.
Fucking Tak Fuji, what a bro. What a champion. If Tak Fuji made a movie called, like, 1 Million Days or, like, something like that, I would want to go and be on that movie. That'd be amazing.
What would Tak Fuji make a movie about? That would be the most insane movie.
I'm just waiting for a Shenmue movie where Ryo just walks around town asking stupid questions and nothing.
There was a Shenmue movie.
Yeah, but that was different because they just took the cutscenes from the game, right?
Yeah. They got away
photorealistic.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, with real actors and stuff like that, that would be like.
It wouldn't be as good with real actors. Part of the charm of Ryo is that his face never changes facial expression.
They'll make up the main actors so well that he'll look exactly the same.
Like, I don't know if you caught that part, Catsman, but, like, there's one part of Shenmue where like, Ryo's girlfriend and like, her friend, I guess, come up to him when he's working at the harbor, and it's like, I want to take a picture with you. And she stands close to him while the girl takes a picture, and Ryo just looks so angry. Like, draw the picture. Like, she just stands there and kind of holds him, and he just looks pissed. Like, he just...
Fuck! Woman! I'm working!
Yeah, I know.
I want to go back to the forklifts.
Did you know the Shenmue movie was actually in theaters in Japan? I feel bad for the people that actually paid to see it.
Shenmue's crazy popular in Japan, though.
Is it?
Oh, it was.
Well,
it was
like,
really popular in Japan when it came out.
It was a killer app for the Dreamcast. I mean, in hindsight, it was pretty not that great, but...
But so is Sonic Adventure in hindsight. Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
I still think Sonic Adventure 1's better than Adventure 2, just saying. But...
yeah, but that's like saying I'm sure that cat piss is better than a dog piss.
It is.
Metal Gear.
No, dog piss is way better.
Get out of my room.
Cat piss smells disgusting. Dog piss just smells like piss.
Interesting conversation.
Why are we talking about cat piss and dog piss? Right,
sound off in the comments section. Is cat piss better than dog piss?
Comment section. Let's get a vote. What is your favorite kind of piss? Please respond.
No.
It's platypus. Platypus.
What did platypus. I just walk into?
Platypus. Hey. Platypus.
Get some of this platypussy.
So, Square Enix posted a big countdown for The World Ends With You, ended up with the announcement of an iOS port. People are pissed. Square Enix, thank you for being jerks.
The ending of the iOS version hints at a sequel. Isn't that exciting?
No.
No.
Now you can play.
No. Why didn't... It would have been better if they'd just shown that image on the countdown. People were going, oh god, a sequel! They're hinting at it now, instead of just having a random countdown. You know, people would have, like, gone, whoa! Rather than just going, oh, iOS port. Leaves.
I still haven't played The World Ends With You. I've heard good things about it. I should probably give that game a try.
You definitely should.
It's one of those games that sometimes, for some people, they say, right, the story doesn't, you know, the gameplay might be good, but the story just puts me off. Which, you know, for some people, yeah, that's a big thing.
You are meant to hate the characters for the first 2 or 3 hours.
Both the gameplay and the story puts me off.
Keep my mouth shut on The World Ends With You. Let's just leave it at that.
Like,
when I play video games.
Do not like that game at all.
I play video games.
I completely agree. I think that game's pretty bad.
Oh my god, Happy. You're my soulmate.
They always do.
I know. You're my soulmate, MD.
Yay!
I never thought that I would find somebody else who did not like that game.
Well, you did.
I feel validated now.
Yeah, I can actually see why people don't like the game. It's not for everyone, but I enjoy it.
You're gonna be my soulmate.
The soundtrack is amazing.
Did I just get friend zoned? Oh.
I'm sorry, Dots.
I love you forever, Dots.
I love you too.
You know what I've discovered?
What?
I'm not much of a person to say, you know, herder PC gamers and console gamers, but I've really discovered that a lot of people who claim to be, you know, PC gamers, they don't know how to do Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Are those people PC gamers, or are those people with pre-builts that were bought for them by their mothers for Christmas?
They claim to be PC gamers.
Right.
Is that aimed at me, cats?
People, they're still complaining about the fucking Tauros Demon. You guys saw me beat the Tauros Demon, piss drunk off my fucking rocker.
Yeah, I mean, the Tauros Demon is a
fucking
joke.
Blasted, like absolutely wrecked, and I beat it. I was just as surprised as all of you, but I fucking beat it with no fucking chance. And I beat the Tauros Demon.
Well, you say, like, all the PC gamers are supposedly struggling with this, but I actually recall quite a few people when it actually got released on consoles, some people were, like, complaining about it.
At first and shit, but they weren't complaining
about it. It's the vocal minorities
are
the ones who, like, get mad at shit.
Capra. They're complaining about Capra. Capra's a legitimate asshole. He's got his fucking dogs and shit.
Yeah, those goddamn dogs.
Capra's... all you have to do with Capra is get up on the ledge.
No, because the fucking dogs... I fucking hate Capra so goddamn fucking much.
Yeah, the battle is easy once you get rid of the dogs, but before that...
It's the dogs, that's the only fucking problem. If they just, like, the developers knew, if we just put Capra in here, they got no problem. If we put a couple of dogs in there, though...
Yeah, they should just replace the dogs with wheel skeletons.
Nope.
Five wheel skeletons.
I heard the buzzword around Dark Souls is artificial difficulty.
Fake difficulty.
At the moment,
it's the difficulty equivalent of fake fun.
Fucking know what artificial difficulty means. None of them. They're all like, oh, this game's too hard because it fucking makes it too hard. And it's like, it's not too hard because the game makes it hard. It's too hard because you don't understand how the fucking game works.
Well, difficulty in games is really hard to explain. I'm not going to hate on those people too much, because it is kind of a complicated thing to talk about.
It's like going back and playing like Final Fantasy II and saying like, you know, oh, I wandered into the high level area and I can't kill anything. Why?
Why like, would you start Final Fantasy II back up?
I don't fucking know, man, because it's a great
game.
That
was just an example.
Fucking, you know. But the point is that it's like people literally at like fucking low level fucking running headfirst into a goddamn black knight and they just don't understand why they can't kill it. And it's like, well, first off, you're new to the game. And second off, you're not supposed to be fucking taking that guy on unless you know how to fucking fight him.
Yeah, the game is all about patience, really.
Yeah, patience and patterns. And like,
it's pattern memorization. Just,
like, fucking
no,
people,
no, you don't,
like, going
you don't
back
have
to
memorize things.
Demon, going back to the Taurus Demon, the easiest thing to do was run to one end of the bridge, fucking run to the other end of the bridge, climb up a ladder and drop down. It's not cheating. The game lets you do it. That's
I never
tactic.
Used the ladder in that battle.
I know,
I should.
You don't
probably
have to
try that.
The ladder.
Yeah, I know.
You,
like,
you don't
it
have
allows
to,
you
but
to
the thing
play.
Is it makes the fight easier. It's not fucking like, oh, you're fighting a big monster on a tiny bridge where he can knock you off. So climb up the fucking ladder.
Yeah, he can actually, like, and the game knows that you can do that.
Exactly. It put it there just so that you could do that. It's like, here, you can just drop on him 3 times and he's fucking dead. 3 hits and you can kill that boss. No problem.
It's not like
you
the
can,
level of patheticness that is using the pause screen glitch to beat virtually every Wily Fortress boss in Mega Man 1 like I do.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Yeah, but
the yellow devil man.
I feel so bad when I do it.
I only beat the yellow devil once legitimately, you know, without save states any point on that stage, and it took me like 3 hours, so I'm just like, every time I do this, I'm like, alright, I'm going to save state outside the door. I've deserved it, I've done it once before.
But it would be like, it's literally like people going back, it would be as if somebody went back and played Castlevania 1, and then complained about whenever they die, you know, game over sends them to the start of the game. It's like, well, that's just a part of the game. It's like, oh, but
it's
I killed all the enemies. I should be able to start back here with no enemies in the way. Because that's not a part of the game.
Game over in Castlevania takes you back to the start of the stage, not the start of the game.
Wasn't it? Castlevania 1, I thought it was a game
Can't you lose your continues and then you have to start all over the game?
Yeah,
I didn't think there were continues in Castlevania.
I don't think there's like, continues in Castlevania. We need Hexler in here. Who knows about Castlevania?
I didn't think there was continues until quite late in the series.
The last Castlevania game
I beat was the Genesis one, and there were you can easily get sent back to the beginning of the game, especially when you get to that fucking Versailles stage. Jesus Christ.
Happy Man, I'm just going to say right now, you better pray to God nobody from Mumble hears you say that.
Oh yes, what? They all rather like Castlevania. It's
they
sort of
like
a religion.
Castlevania, and they hate the fact that Hexler is all happy about beating it while using save states.
I don't know about that.
None of them are fucking happy about that.
I've just talked to Hexler, and he really likes Castlevania. That's really all I based it on. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he must be having fake fun.
He's having fake fun.
I know.
He's having cake fun.
Yeah, it's all the artificial difficulty.
You're only having fake fun because of the artificial difficulty. Jeez.
Fake artificial difficulty.
I'm so glad I pirated Dark Souls and then proceeded to beat the entire game.
Yeah, see, that's another thing, is you get a bunch of people who bitched and yammered for getting it on the PC, and then literally just, like, exactly what people predicted. It's like, you put it on the PC, shitload of people are going to pirate it, and it'll win the award. Like, yeah, no, put it on the PC, we're entitled. Like, I understand the word entitled is a buzzword, but yeah, some people were fucking...
Well,
yeah,
people
like really
wanted it on
there.
The PC, and there was a big demand for it, and they put it on the PC, and yes, some people pirated it, because there's always piracy on PC, but the game actually sold really well, because it's been in the Steam top sellers list for a while.
Yeah,
it's beaten out Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah, I think they said that it sold more than what they expected, which is really nice.
Well, as long as they beat their own goal, at least, I suppose, then it's a good thing.
I just really hope, like, if they're going to make a new Souls game, which I really hope they are going to do, they'll get a separate team to make a PC port, so that it'll be a lot better on the PC.
So that's not fucking Skyrim buggy UI and stupid bullshit.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they'll improve.
I'm the guy who did that fix.
Oh yeah, I've been using that. It's pretty neat. It really does make a difference.
It's, like, yeah, completely different.
Isn't there also a thing that you can download? It's like a trainer or something.
Yeah.
And it gives you, like, extra XP and shit like that or something. I don't know
some how people yeah, have, but
some people have found players invading them that have unlimited health. So far, I haven't met these people,
well,
but
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's unlimited health, because one of the big problems that I had with Dark Souls was, especially in, like, the Undeadburg, is that high-level characters could invade you while you're, like, starting off.
That's
like, I remember being invaded by a fucking pyromancer or something. Somebody using pyromancy, and I was a pyromancer. I fucking whipped the fireball at them, and it did zero damage. And then they fucking, you know, instant killed me.
I just really hope they'll, that reminds me, I really hope they fix the PvP, because I tried to make a PvP character, like, yesterday. Tried to fight a few people, but the lag just makes it really unbearable. Yeah. I mean, it was perfect in Demon's Souls.
Didn't they say they were making, like, a PvP arena for the PvP
Yeah,
version?
It's in the expansion. Asmat was streaming him going to the deathmatch system. It looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, at least they thought about that. That's actually pretty neat. I like that thing.
I'm sure it's probably still pretty laggy.
Oh yeah, probably. Well, that was the they even had that problem with Demon's Souls. That
yeah, but no, actually, I didn't ever get lag stabbed behind me in Demon's Souls. I never had any fights that
I lag
were determined by the lag or anything.
I got so many fucking little third world country people just fucking.
That's odd.
Hue, hue, I'm gonna get ya, and then all of a sudden I was like, nope. Eat my fucking 100 megabits per second, bitch. Like, I fucking lag stabbed people to death in fucking Demon's Souls. To death.
Video games.
Video games.
Oh, yeah. I just dozed off. I was just looking out the window going, I wonder what I should play later.
There's some youths outside my window.
They're still there.
You know what I feel really bad about? Speaking about video games, you know what I feel really bad about?
What?
Yeah.
Jack D got me to play Persona 3, and I've been playing, and I've been having some fake fun with it. I've been enjoying
fake
it.
Fake fun?
You know what the very worst thing about it is? You spend the game socializing with your friends, your little in-game friends, and you go out and you eat, like, fucking ramen noodles and shit like that. Do you know what I did last Wednesday?
Embrace your fate as an enemy, man. That's what you did.
No. Do you know what I fucking did last Wednesday? I went to a friend's place. My friend and his girlfriend bought a new apartment. So I was, you know, it was sort of like a little moving in party, housewarming party. And we just fucking sat around. We watched First Blood and we fucking, you know, hung out and shit. But you know what we fucking ate for dinner?
Ramen?
Ramen. And I thought to myself, my God, it's happening.
What's wrong
it's
with
just
noodles?
Like one of my Japanese anime.
You're actually
I literally just sat there like, it's just like one of my Japanese
you
anime.
You are an
yeah,
anime
see, that's what I said. You embrace your fate as an anime, man.
No. I don't want this.
I don't know what, like, I think me and Happy Man were talking about some guy who would be an anime man in real life who would, like, have an anime opening every single morning he'd wake up or something.
Yeah, who was that guy?
I women just flying through the
window. Was somebody in one of the games we streamed. Who was it?
Yeah, I just can't remember. Was that Fuku-san?
It might have been Fuku-san, yeah. Fuku-san's like the perfect anime best friend guy.
Yeah, he's a true anime man.
Magnificent.
Oh, Fuku-san.
I miss him.
So yes, we are getting
way off topic.
No kidding.
What even was the topic? That's at the end where we sort of just bullshit our way through the rest of the half an hour.
Someone left a very nice comment on Gentlemen Discussing Video Extreme, so I will now read this very nice comment that we've been left. Let's see now. It's from someone called Jamie. I love you guys. I listen to this podcast when I'm heading somewhere, working or walking my dog. Feel kind of awkward though if I'm listening to a fan fiction story or on a crowded bus.
Wow, says, Jamie.
Smile a goofy smile to myself in public with my earphones whenever one of you guys has a funny joke. Fantastic work. Don't stop. It's a shame you only know half the news stories I found out in a week. There's been so much more I want to hear you guys discuss. Cheers, guys. You only make my days better. Only podcast I listen to and the only one I'd pay for.
I would like to give sincere thanks to you.
Wait, whoa, hold the fuck up. People pay for this shit?
No one would pay for it.
Looks like we got a new business venture.
I think that's like the nicest comment I've ever been left on anything.
Yeah, but that's really
just
nice.
So nice.
I would like to dedicate this podcast to Jamie. thank you very much, Jamie.
To Jamie.
We love you.
Jamie, if you have any stories that you would like us to discuss, then please send them to us, because we hate games so much.
Yep.
Please do our work for us. Please do.
And if you have
we're turning into that Trump versus video games lady. It's happening.
Yeah, sorry. I did it.
Oh my god,
give us all your money and then we won't come through with any of our promises.
Guys, I'm going to buy Blur because there's girls in that game, right?
GLA Kickstarter project.
I'm so mad about that.
I've been trying to find, like, funny news. Like, I used to have, like, a bunch of funny shit, but then I just can't find them anymore.
No funny news happens anymore. The world has just become a depressing and unhappy place.
Oh, I have some funny news articles.
What?
Canada cut ties with Iran, and we elected a fucking separatist government for Quebec. That's funny, right?
Kind of.
Right?
Is separatist like half maple syrup and half like bacon?
It has nothing to do with maple syrup. Oh, actually, I do have a very funny story involving maple syrup. A couple weeks back, somebody made off with over $30 million worth of maple syrup.
Whoa.
They went Canada's to like, secret I maple syrup that. Reserves.
Some dudes checked up on one of the warehouses and they were like, hey, there should be about $30 worth of maple syrup in here. They looked and it was all missing.
Somebody's going to have a hell of a party.
Somebody's going to be having
some fucking pancakes.
God damn it, they are.
Like just
every morning, it's just sort of just dolloping on that fucking maple syrup. Probably bathing in that shit. Not to say that I don't bathe in it on a regular basis, but... What, you don't get yourself bathed in maple syrup?
No, I bathe... I'm American. I bathe in, like, mac and cheese and hot dogs and hamburgers and pie.
Like, don't you? Sweat and fucking pizza and apple.
Yeah.
Fucking my eagle pizza droppings.
I use pizza as a loofah.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah, and?
Where's your car?
America.
My car, I don't know, hasn't gone any cars by. I mean, it hasn't been any cars going by.
I just remembered something. Didn't Valve recently have some more news about... There wasn't there, like, more rumors about Valve console?
When you say rumors, what you really mean is they hired an industrial designer in order to design hardware because they thought that there wasn't enough innovation in that space.
If you know so much about it, why didn't you bring it up?
Because it's not really that interesting.
Well, wait, what if Valve makes their own, like, console or some shit?
If there's a Valve console, will it be a PC or will it be a console?
It'll probably just be a PC that runs Steam.
It'll be a keyboard console.
Well, I mean, they're supporting Linux now, so I imagine it would probably run some variant of Linux.
Hopefully it'll be like a little like Steam Cloud that you just like package it in a box with controller and just like, here you go, and then it comes out and Steam just goes away. I'd buy it.
It will run Windows 8.
Oh God!
I think if Valve built a Steam console and it ran on Windows 8, Gabe Newell would eat the sun just to spite us.
Enough with the Gabe.
He would send us into a dark age.
Yeah, this podcast alone set episode 3 back about 5 years.
Probably.
See, I'm doing my best now to look desperately for articles just for Jamie, since he said we only read half of them.
I only read news that I think is going to, like, that has a small possibility of starting an argument. That's how I look at it.
What?
Okay, guys, since the currency of Street Fighter Monopoly is going to be bison dollars, who out there is switching to our new currency?
Every bison dollar will be worth £3.
That's the best I could find so far.
What games are coming out soon?
None. Oh, hang on.
Oh, Borderlands 2 is going out.
Borderlands 2.
bazillion guns and shit. Who's
more like
for that?
Boring Land 2.
Oh, more like Audio Wizard.
More like any enjoyment I have of the game whatsoever completely disappears whenever Claptrap talks 2012.
I don't understand why people say there's no video games. There's like fucking four or five really good video games coming out over the next like 2 months.
Oh yeah, Resident Evil 6.
Yeah, but no one's really excited for that, are they?
Also waiting for Machine for Pigs.
Yes. Machine for Pigs, man. That's like the one game that I'm slightly excited for.
The games I'm most excited for are Pokemon White 2 and Paper Mario.
Mario.
Don't hold your breath for Paper Mario, I assume.
Like, Luigi's Mansion got delayed again, but Paper Mario hasn't, and that gives me a little bit of hope. I've got to take what I can get at this point.
Has anyone else got their copies of Project Diva F yet?
What? I think you might be the only one getting one of those right now.
I don't have any PlayStation Portables.
Well.
Tell me, why are you excited for this Project Diva?
Because it's great.
What's great about it?
Hatsune Mike.
is she your waifu?
Oh, absolutely.
Hatsune Mike.
I've only toyed around with the Vocaloid VST plugins you can get for digital audio workstations on PC, but they seem pretty cool.
Yes, very cool.
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker had a Vocaloid program thing.
Yep. Yeah, but that was kind of silly.
I made Zeke say stuff like, you know, eat dicks. And every time he got shot, it would be like, ah, fuck my goddamn knee, or something along those. I just made it say ridiculous things, and it would like cuss at you, or it would just like say like obscene things. Like, I think for charging up, it was like, your mother is a whore.
That probably makes the ending more climatic than normal.
I don't think it can do it for the ending, but like I would do little face-offs against it.
Yeah, that's
just
what I meant.
It would just be insulting you. It was fantastic. It's like, man, I need a good chuckle. And like,
that,
you know, I'd like boot up
canon.
All the Duke Nukem voices that I did.
Like, you know, in your like, game, that's canon.
And, you know, it's like I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum and I'm all out of nanomachines.
Shake it, Snakey.
Oh, that one's brilliant. Okay, I should go and do that now. That's good. But no, fucking just dicking around with the Vocaloid thing in Peace Walker was just oodles of fun. Too bad the fucking audio files were, you know, huge. And you could only make really short little clips. You know?
I never really messed around with that thing.
Think about it. When you shoot Metal Gear Zeke with a rocket and it just screams out, you know, Bob Saget. That makes it all worth it.
It's a feature. I like to think of it as a character flaw.
Brilliant.
We know we talked about The World Ends With You, fans got mad for iOS game.
Yeah.
Like, think how mad Mega Man fans will be.
Is this Fur Collar Mega Man?
What?
Yes. It's actually called Mega Rockman X Over.
Yeah, we had this on last podcast.
He
has a fur collar now. That's his like official design. It's like the stupidest thing in the universe.
What?
Well, you know
Show me a link of this bullshit.
You know how Keiji Inafune was primarily a character designer at Capcom, right? And he designed a lot of like well designed characters.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's gone, it seems like Capcom's character designers are taking a leaf out of the Square Enix book.
And they're just throwing like random apparel on him.
Are they making like a Lulu dress?
Not quite. He doesn't quite have a Lulu
dress.
Had
fucking titty cleavage to the max. That was
dress,
at least good.
God. What even held her dress up?
Nothing. It was her
belt.
It was the magic. It was the gravitational pull of her gigantic buzzwams just pulling.
Alright, here is the, I think I've, oh no, maybe I haven't, alright.
Magnificent.
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 He has, like, a fur collar, and he has gigantic Mega Man feet, and he has glowing red things on him that seem to serve no purpose at all, and he sort of looks
and
angrily.
Both his hands are mega busted.
Did he scalp Zero and take his like ponytail and put it around his neck?
I don't know.
That's the first thing I thought of, was like, oh my god,
your
Zero
flesh
is dead.
Keep me warm.
Zero's actually dead this time.
It just looks weird and not right at all.
Why would a robot have a fucking fur vest thing?
To keep him warm in the winter.
Robots need to look good too.
Well, it's
and
like
also, so. And another thing, though, is, you know, apart from the ridiculously large trademark feet, are both his hands Mega Busters now? Because they're both exactly the same.
Who
Maybe
knows?
His Mega Buster is now inside of his booty, and so when he wants to shoot something,
shooting.
He has to charge up his booty and then shoot it out of his butt.
No, now he gets guns and he smokes cigarettes to be edgy and cool.
Mega Butster.
My name
Black Mega Man. Put junk in that trunk.
My name is Mega Mante, the franchise killer.
No,
Mega Man
has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Oh, you fucker.
Fuck you,
Sigma.
Fuck you.
That was my joke.
I've deliberately not been mentioning the Devil May Cry reboot just because I find it quite depressing.
You didn't even need to reboot it. That's what got me. Is that like,
yeah.
Devil May Cry 4 sold the best out of all of the Devil May Cries, and they're like, oh, reboot time. It was bad.
Well, it's because Konami rebooted Castlevania, and they're like, quick, reboot something.
Let's reboot Mega Man. No, just kidding.
Mega Man's been rebooted over and over again.
You know what they really need to reboot?
They really need to reboot themselves.
Video game. Do you guys remember Reboot?
Make a
reboot video game.
Wasn't that show like Canadian reboot or something?
It's fucking
was it Canadian? Look that up. I just remember that dot chick. That's all I remember from the show for some reason. It is. Yeah, it's Canadian CGI animated show.
Fuck yeah, niggas! Canada!
It was produced by Vancouver-based production company Mainframe.
Aw, yeah! Apparently they went to the same school as me or some shit.
Oh, damn.
Or, like, my computer tech teacher, like, taught them or something.
Yeah, you remember Reboot? I basically made it.
Fucking Reboot was amazing, man. And then shit in the second season got really fucking weird. Because they went on the internet.
I can see why that would be weird.
Yeah. Not a whole lot. Actually, no, they did fight the viruses, I guess. Yeah. It's kind of weird. But it's pretty awesome. Fucking make a video game. Why not? They could do it.
There was a reboot video game.
I know there was a reboot video game, but it was shit. It was bad. What game would you be the most afraid to see rebooted out of?
Devil May Cry.
No, other than games that have already been rebooted. So no,
I would,
Devil May Cry.
Mother. I would hate to see them reboot Mother, just because it's already perfect as it is, and they should just leave it alone.
So they can't, like, turn the next character into an angsty teenager with 17 zippers?
The Shin Megami Tensei series. Just think how pointlessly grimdark an anime that would become, you know, a reboot of that. It's, you know, the Persona series is already a bit like that, but
I'm playing Persona 3 and I'm a little tired of the whole they summon their personas by shooting themselves in the head. I really don't understand that.
Ditch that shit and get like a proper Shin Megami Tensei game. Go play Nocturne.
It's too deep for you.
Jack's been telling me, like, once I'm done with that, like, he gave me this apparently official internet list of what I should be playing afterwards.
An official internet list of what you should be playing?
Yeah, I think I already know what image he gave you.
Yeah, it's something, but I will give some of them a try because they're kind of...
You should play the ones that look fun.
No, fake fun.
None of them are fun.
Yeah, fake fun, you're right.
I think
also,
maybe
the SMT games seem very very desert anyways.
Happy
I think
man.
Maybe Chrono Trigger is the only thing that I would fear. Otherwise, I don't really care that much.
I don't think.
What about
does Square Enix really care about Chrono Trigger?
No. They wanted Chrono Trigger DS to sell really really well, and that's how they were going to justify like making another Chrono Trigger. But they were actually trying to justify not making another one because they knew it wasn't going to sell great. So.
the DS one made them sell like 700,000, and they said that wasn't enough to justify a new game. When, you know, that was a DS game, and a remake. No, not even a remake. It was more of a port.
Well, the DS version is
like as many as they could possibly have sold, and they still wouldn't have said it's enough.
The DS version is like the definitive version now.
Yeah, it's got like that Colosseum. It's got like that singing mountain place. I think
it's got everything.
They just Capcom'd it, I think.
Actually, sold well on iOS as well, and they were like, "Nope, still not enough sales."
Well, who is it who wants the next game in their franchise? Is it Dead Space 3 has to sell like 5 million copies or something?
Yeah, that something was, like that.
To justify the production costs.
Or EA's going to like pull the plug on Dead Space and, or turn it into a multiplayer shooter or something.
They should pull the plug on it now because after 2, it's just becoming a fucking shooter. It's a cover shooter now.
And it, you get it fucking... always. Was.
You have Slapstick McGee as your partner, constant partner. It's not fucking, you know, Too Spooky 4-5-U or some shit.
But it never was Too Spooky.
I don't know, deep.
Yeah, but it kind of tried to do that, but now it's kind of just like, yeah, you have a partner.
It's given up even trying to be scary, that's the thing.
The second one was spooky, or the first one was spooky, the second one was...
Was gory.
Was gory, and it had a couple of little shock value, like fucking putting a needle in your eye.
It's 100% shock value, that game.
Spoilers. But, and then now it's literally, it's just gore and, you know, Slapstick McGee there is kind of keeping you like, the whole thing was that, you know, Isaac's fucking, you know, lines in the game were just him screaming. And then in the second one, he suddenly can fucking talk whenever he wants.
And he got, and, he became and, a way worse character.
Yeah. He honestly did. He did downgrade. It would be like fucking, what if Gordon Freeman started talking?
Gordon Freeman starts talking and he sounds like a 13-year-old girl.
He sounds like Dante from the new Devil May Cry.
Stop mentioning the new Devil May Cry.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Who even gives a shit about... About the new Devil May Cry.
I don't know. I never really. I haven't played a single Devil May Cry myself.
I want to see it.
Well, don't start now.
It's sort of campy fun, Devil May Cry. Yeah.
No, it's
an action game.
Fun.
Maybe it's fake fun though. I don't know.
I love Devil May Cry.
Anyway, Happy Man, have you found any particular joys for us this week? What are you planning on reading?
Well, Since you were talking about PewDiePie, and you have two choices right now, and I haven't recorded them yet, so you can choose. PewDiePie or Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, which one do you want erotic fanfiction of?
Oh, gosh.
I'd pick Mario and Sonic any day of the week. I'd pick Mario and Sonic.
Honestly, if I had to say, I think I would have to go with Mario and Sonic, because I don't give a shit about PewDiePie.
No, yeah. I've seen like a few seconds of his video, so I don't really know much about the guy. I just know he's shit.
Just do whichever one is the best.
Okay, I'm doing Mario and Sonic.
Alright, so now it is time for Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Excellent quality fanfiction.
Hold on, putting my pants down.
I'm going to need both hands for this.
This is a Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games fanfiction. It's called Mario and Sonic at the Showers. This story takes place in Beijing, China, where the next Olympic Games are held. During these games, Mario, Sonic, and their friends compete in each obstacle. After a day of the event, they go to the locker rooms to take a nice hot shower. That is where this story is held. After another day, both Mario and Sonic head to the locker rooms. Sonic sat on a bench and took off his shoes and gloves, and then put them in his own locker. Then he headed to the shower room. Mario did the same thing as well. Oh hey! Sonic waved. Hello! Mario waved back. They went in their own stall, which were next to each other, and turned the faucet. Sonic sighed as the hot drops of water poured on him. It was cold at first, but then it started to heat up. So, Sonic broke the silence, how's it going? Alright, Mario replied. During ping pong, Bowser used Luigi as a paddle, just because he accidentally stepped on his tail. What about you? Nothing much, Sonic said. Except during trampolines, Knuckles was jumping so high he didn't look down to see where he was jumping and he missed. And the side of the trampoline got to his emeralds. Ouch, Mario chuckled. That must have hurt. He was on the floor whimpering. Also, Amy forced me into the water during swimming and I almost drowned. That pink hedgehog. Is she your girlfriend? Amy... No, not at all. Well, she keeps saying she is. Well, I don't really mind. Too scared to confess your feelings? Well, no. Hey, wait, look who's talking. You can't even tell Princess Peach your feelings. Sonic grabbed the bar of soap and rubbed it on his arms and legs. She knows that I like her. It's just that Mario rubbed shampoo on his head, then rinsed it off. What? I get this feeling I'm too short for her. Your height? Yeah, and maybe she'll reject me. This thing's fucking bad. Don't think about the outside, bud. Just care about what you have inside, like your personality. Sonic rubbed the bar of soap on his chest. Thanks, I'll remember that. No problem. Sonic then took out his penis. and used the soap to... He grunted when the bar rubbed against it. Mario blinked and jumped to grab hold of the wall and looked over to the other stall. Are you Mamma mia! Mario, what the hell are you doing? Sonic had startled and covered himself. I'm sorry, I thought you were hurt. No, I was, you know, washing down there like every guy does. He blushed. You know, Mario put his hand on his chin like a thinking pose. I was thinking you were smaller. Why would you think that? Because I'm an animal? Well, you're wrong. Sonic turned around and put his member back in his hiding place, and then turned back around. Are you saying that yours is superior to mine? Prove it. Mario blushed and went to Sonic's stall with a towel wrapped around his waist. Take it off, Sonic ordered. Mario unwrapped his towel and it fell to the floor. Not bad. In fact... Peach would keep you up all night if you slept with her. Thanks for the, compliment. You know, the way you ordered me to take my towel off sounded kind of... How should I put this? He paused for a moment and then said, gay. Sonic chuckled and replied, yeah, that did sound gay, did it? He grabbed a towel next to Mario and with one whip at his ass, he jumped. He took a towel off the wrap and whipped Sonic back. Soon, they were having a whipping fight. But Sonic was winning since he was running around Mario, making him miss. Sonic took one final towel whip. He was aiming for the front, but he accidentally hit the lower front. Mario went wide-eyed and fell to the floor, holding his crotch. Are you okay? Sonic asked as he sat on one knee. Yeah, Mario replied. I probably hit you too hard. Sonic blushed. His hand went to Mario's member. Wait, what if... No one will come here, don't worry. Not even our girlfriends would come over. Sonic took his dick out again and rested on top of Mario, kissing him. Now, let's... Now, let's have our own Olympic Games. He was grinding. Oh, sorry. He was grinding his hips against the others, groaning in a deep kiss. His hand rubbed his chest, fondling the small amount of chest hair. He pulled away and crawled downward. I'll make you feel better. He took a few long, moist licks and Mario started to get hard. He almost took the whole thing in his mouth. He's pretty good, Mario thought. He rests his hand on Sonic's head. I guess he is bigger than me, Sonic said in his head. he continued with more force and teased sometimes by licking the sides. I can't believe I'm sucking one of my rivals, and more importantly, in the shower, he thought. What are you doing? Mario asked as Sonic pulled away in sadness that I don't have any lotion, but I'm sure I can take it. He lowered himself on his member, taking deep breaths as he slowly pushes half of it in his tail hole. Ah! He tilts his head back and tears were in his eyes. Mario could tell that he was hurting himself, so he pulled Sonic off and hugged him close. Mamma mia, Sonic! You can't go all the way like that when you're not prepared! His hand went behind Sonic and his index finger rubbed his entrance before inserting. He yelped softly and then calmed down as he felt pleasure. He held Mario close and tilted his head back. Mario kept him still and moved his finger in and out. He purposely hit his prostate, and Sonic squirmed while his cock throbbed like crazy. Mario kept him still again, and his middle finger entered, stretching Sonic more. He was just fingering him gently now. He kept looking at his face, and all he saw was a pleasured smile. You alright? He asked. Please, Sonic begged. I want it. Sonic sat back on Mario's lap and rubbed his member against his now stretched entrance before trying to push it in him again with a few whimpers. Now, he only felt half pain and half pleasure. Mario calmed the submissive hedgehog down. by gently stroking his aching dick, which was longing to be touched. Can I move now? Sonic asked him. He nodded, and with that, Sonic moved up and down, slowly and deeply. He came up, leaving the head inside, and came down on him hard. He kept doing this 5 times, until he arched his back, and his sweet spot was hit. Mario! Oh god! Mario thought he was getting used to it by now, so he grabbed hold of him and thrust upwards. He's tight, he thought. All of a sudden, he stopped thrusting upwards. No, Sonic whimpered, not wanting him to stop. He stood up while picking up Sonic and carried him. They were under the shower head while Sonic had his back up against the wall. He wrapped his legs around Mario. Sonic! He kissed him while he thrust his hips back and forth. The hot drops of water were spraying the couple. Sonic looked like he wanted it harder and faster, so Mario gave him what he wanted, and was rewarded with louder moans from the blue speedster. The only sounds that were coming from the shower were the shower spraying and Sonic's pleasured screaming. The pleasure became even merrier as Mario was stroking the hedgehog's member. I'm almost there, he shouted. It's so good. Sonic, me too, Mario replied. I can't hold it. Sonic's cock was throbbing in his hand, almost going to explode. Let it go, Mario ordered. And Sonic did let it go, and when he did, his partner held him close and released inside. He pulled out and they both sat on the tub floor cuddling. Oh. Sonic was trembling and moaning in Mario's arms. I'm guessing I was good, Mario asked. The other just nodded. Now we have to take another shower, Sonic replied. They both laughed and resumed to cuddling close after they turned the faucet to off. We should hang out more often. Mario nodded and kissed him once more. The kiss broke when they heard feminine voices outside the locker room. Mario, where are you? Sonic, you better be in there. Uh-oh, I think I should get going, Sonic gulped. Right, Mario quickly put on his usual overalls. When can I see you again? Sonic rested a hand on Mario's cheek. Maybe next week at Peach's castle, she's going to a slumber party next Thursday. Sounds good. See ya! Sonic dashed off. So let's look at the reviews here, see what we have. Sorry about that. So there's Mario and Sonic fan says, I love the story. It was so freaking awesome. I love Mario and Sonic, and it is hard to find stuff like that anywhere, so I sure appreciated that, and it was awesome. There's a Shadow is Sexy who says, good one. Not a big Mario fan, but cool lol. Never thought they would go together. Signed, Knuckles the Echidna. Knuckles knows. Vinny says, this was a kinky story, winky face. Oh, whoa. Twee says, I should have looked at the ratings. This gave me giggles, though. I like the story, but I will pretend I don't know how boys do it. No matter how many times the tell show me. Anyways, funny story. Sonado56 just thinks, great. Ashes of Chaos thinks, hilarious. And Sonic Love Forever weighs in with, 0 out of 0. Whoa, I'm just so embarrassed right now. I should have realized this would have taken a gay twist. I myself don't like gay lemons very much, and I dislike them more if Sonic is involved. Just look at my username. But actually, I thought this was really sweet and kind of cute in an explicit kind of way. Good job. Also, a code RYBRRBBRYB says this after puking. I've seen gay lemons, but my god, pukes again. That was weird.
Can you even reboot Zelda since, you know, each game kind of goes differently a little bit? You know, if it went sort of like a new style, we'll just go, oh, that's the new style of this Zelda game. You wouldn't say, oh, that's a reboot.
Yeah, you can't really. It doesn't work rebooting Zelda.
Even if they rebooted the whole stories, fans wouldn't realize that and they would spend the whole time trying to fit it in the timeline.
Yes, that's what they've already done. Ocarina of Time is a reboot.
Oh my god.
Oh, someone's going to be pissed about that.
That's the new theory. Ocarina of Time was a reboot and doesn't.
Nobody noticed. Nobody noticed it was a reboot.
And Shiggy Diggy was just sort of like, fine, whatever, fucking assholes, you can do whatever.
The fans have made the timeline for us, might as well use it.
Pretty much. Shiggy's just sort of sitting there in his throne, just kind of going like, I hope they realize I didn't actually make a timeline for any of this shit. Fuck.
He's just like a post-it note on his fridge, which he'd lost one day. So like, shit.
buried oh, under all the other post-it notes.
Yes, I'm just going to have to wing it.
See what the fans have to say. That one works.
Buy steaks for Reginald.
Buy steaks of Reginald.
He needs his meat. He's the meat man.
I'm just having this fucking image in my head. That fucking picture of Reggie. Just fucking looking into the camera, and he's just got those really wide eyes and that really creepy smile.
My body is ready.
But it's just his fucking head on the body of a dog. And he's like chained to Miyamoto's throne. He's just gnawing on a steak.
Look, my favorite Reggie quote is, I feel just like a purple Pikmin.
Yeah, that's not
that was so out of place. He just comes back and I feel just like a purple Pikmin.
That came out of nowhere.
So bizarre.
What if they made a Reggie man?
But isn't that like the same thing as saying that you're depressed? Because I heard someone saying that the purple Pikmins are somewhat sad or something.
Well, they're fat. They're fat.
Fat people are sad people.
Fat people are happy people because they're rich.
Oh,
they're not.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Unless you're Richard Branson. Richard Branson hides all his fat.
What do you mean he hides all his fat?
He hides all his fat. Richard Branson's not fat. Did you see how many bitches he was kidnapping? You cannot kidnap a bitch if you're fat.
Oh, I'd like to.
Unless you're like a fucking 12-foot tall lizard with a fucking shell on your back.
Dr. Eggman's pretty fat.
I'd like to argue against
that. Well, he's fucking bad at kidnapping bitches. You know, they're both bad at kidnapping bitches. Richard Branson goes for the hot bitches and he keeps them.
Eggman's done a decent job of kidnapping bitches.
Yeah, but he always got his robot lackeys to do it for him. It wasn't him himself, was it?
Actually, Eggman's a really fast runner, though.
He can run faster than Sonic.
What?
Canoically.
I think it's just fear. I think it's just pure adrenaline. Like, Sonic's chased him all the way to the ends of the earth, destroyed all his robots, and when they're finally on equal ground, and Eggman has no robot to protect him, he just runs. He just runs as fast as he can. And that's what keeps him away from Sonic.
Well then. But I'm just saying, you know?
Not really.
Fucking Reggie dog.
I'm glad that Nintendo has a fun guy as their official spokesperson rather than just some boring business asshole.
Rather than
Reggie,
I was so disappointed.
I was so disappointed Mr. Caffeine wasn't in the last year's E3.
I was very happy that he wasn't in the game.
Don't worry, they got the black lesbian shoot.
Oh yeah, they got that.
Sassy black lady. Girl boner.
They got a sassy black girl with lesbian boners.
I think the sassy black lady was quite good, to be honest.
I don't know what
she was better than Mr. Caffeine.
Yeah.
She was miles better than Mr. Caffeine.
I can't really decide which one is...
All the fucking lady boner jokes were just kind of a little unsettling.
What do you mean unsettling?
It was just sort of like, you know, there's a time and a place, like when you're sitting with your friends and you make a boner joke, or when you're fucking sitting on the internet on a podcast talking about video games, that's good for a boner joke, but when you're in front of millions of people talking about your company's innovative video games and product...
Are you saying that that is not a good time for boner jokes?
Maybe one.
I think it's
one really good place, like, you know, whoa, Rayman, I got a fucking boner. But
no, that's not a good time for a boner joke.
Everybody has a boner for Rayman.
Like, if she actually, if she made some funny boner jokes, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but if they were funny, but instead it was just like these really badly scripted boner jokes. Like, it wasn't like a just spur of the moment boner joke.
It was terrible.
At least they didn't say what you said.
But they also got that fucking Tobuscus in there, too.
I don't know who that is.
Who?
I still have no idea who that was.
You know, that dude who was also talking with that black sassy woman telling lame jokes all the time.
Is he some kind of internet guy?
He makes stupid Let's Plays, too. And he makes those literal trailer things.
His name reminds me of a mixed movie. Tabasco and tobacco. Every time I hear his name, I think it's like some sort of dyslexic person trying to spell Tabasco or something. Yeah. It's like, hi, I'm Tabasco, you know, Tabascus.
But I also like, I like whenever one of those guys make a bad joke to the audience is completely silent for a long time until they move on to another thing.
You know, let them go on with these goddamn stupid jokes. Let them know they're doing a bad job.
Yeah, the audience seems to humor them in E3 like they do in, what's the circle jerk one?
Spike TV.
VGAs, yeah. The
Spike
VGAs.
TV, they get paid for every clap. The more you clap, the more money you make. Yeah,
like true Americans.
Exactly. That fucking Spike Awards are fine. We can complain about that when it gets around to it, but
I'll attempt to dedicate a whole episode to complaining about the Spike VGAs.
I think the first one they did was okay. It was okay because they had Samuel L. Jackson. They had some good music going, and then it just went downhill from there. Fucking straight to the fucking pits of wherever Capcom decided to bury the real Keiji Inafune.
Are we going to wrap this up? Because I really need to go do boy things in the bathroom.
Let's all go do boy things in the bathroom together.
That sounds much more better than saying I need to go take a piss. Stop complaining.
Guys,
no, no,
I was thinking of a completely different thing.
No, it doesn't say. It doesn't sound much better. I need to go see a man about a dog, is what we say in this country.
That's insane.
The accepted euphemism for it.
Man about a dog.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not? Gets the message across, doesn't it?
No. In Sweden.
I'm on a bitch.
In Sweden, I don't know if this is a term outside of Sweden, but we say, I'm going to go call London. I'm going to phone London.
No,
I don't know
do you know what we fucking say in Canada?
I have never heard that.
Are you saying
that
London's as bad as a toilet?
I've never heard that expression before.
I've heard it.
You know what we say? Our fucking Prime Minister would literally be sitting in the House of Commons and just stand up and say, whoa, guys, hold up. I need to go rock a piss. And that's what we say. That's what we fucking say.
That's okay, you know?
Over here we say I have to go to the toilet.
That's just silly, Brian. Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah, that doesn't even make any sense.
Well, what are you going to do when you get to the toilet? Are you just going to go there?
Yeah, just look at the toilet and walk away eventually.
Anyway, right, this is actually, this began as a call to wrap up the podcast from Dodds because he needed a piss. So, or he needed to go do boy things, which when he said that, I like, when someone says that they need to do boy things to me, I think masturbation, but whatever.
It's just fucking dirty mind.
Are you saying girls don't masturbate?
Yeah, no, the thing that, girls do that not fucking, if the feminists hear about this, they're going to say, well, girls do things in the bathroom too.
Well, girls do things like in the bathroom too. Okay.
They powder the nose.
Also, like everybody knows, girls do not poop.
Yep, they don't.
Then
why do they sit down on the toilet every time?
They're
trying to trick you.
Okay.
Have you ever tried
girls
to powder your nose while standing up? It's really hard.
Yeah, women, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, as I was saying...
Yeah, feminist, you can send angry emails straight to me if you want to. I don't mind.
Dodds needs to go do boy things, so we're going to wrap this up.
Yes.
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. Thanks to everyone for being here. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back in 3 weeks' time, and that is 3 weeks with a three, not two. In the meantime, you can go to gatheryourparty.com for honest gaming journalism and the newly redesigned fabulous lunchtime.org.uk for live streaming videos featuring gentlemen such as ourselves. So long. Should I number this podcast as Gentlemen Discussing Video X2?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, then. Because I thought, well, maybe it'll confuse people. Nah.
Let's all dress our sexiests for this podcast.
I am dressed my sexiest. I've got my standard blue shirt and brown trousers. I don't see what's not sexy about that.
I have smiley face pajamas on.
We're doing this for the fan service, so I guess I'll remove my pants.
I can cosplay as Lara Croft. Is that okay?
That's more than okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have the tits for it or not?
Do I not? I do, actually.
That's okay, then. Just making sure.
Let's go.
We're waiting to see if anyone else will turn up. Where is Taco Man? Damn it. We need him.
Where's Z-Man's? And Everdark?
Yeah, where are they?
Those we need.
They're dead.
MD, what did you do with them? You laugh like a chimpanzee.
I know.
Good. It's good. I like it. I have to admit, I've been gravitating recently more towards silly news than towards any other kind of news.
Silly news is the best.
Is there any other kind?
Just go on Kotaku and you'll find tons of silly news.
Actually, one of our things is from Kotaku, but it's also sort of making fun of Kotaku, so I don't
care. Yeah, the thing about Kotaku news is that the silliness does not come from the news, it comes from Kotaku.
Yeah.
Like, I wish we could find more news, like that one guy who won a Pokemon tournament and then threw his shit around in the hotel.
I remember that!
Yeah, like, I love that. I try so hard to find more news like that, but it's...
I remember going on a Bulbapedia and seeing that, and I was just like, why am I a fan of Pokemon? And then I felt really ashamed and stopped playing for like a month.
Yeah, I think the best part of that is like he didn't throw shit around because he lost. He won the whole tournament. He's like, yeah. Okay, what will I do to celebrate? I know.
Should lay off them cigarettes, man.
No. Oh my god.
I'll give it another few minutes, but Outlook is not so good right now.
Oh, what a little bunch of bitches.
Yeah, I know.
Zangia executives leaves and Zangia recruits online gambling veterans.
Zangia recruits.
I thought he said Zangief and I was just like, stop, no Zangief, no, you need to go pile drive somebody, stop.
I forgot how to speak the English.
Zangia recruits.
Recruits.
Zynga?
I'd watch Zynga pile drive somebody.
Bazinga!
Oh, I know what I should add to, Wikipedia. I've got something I can put in some orphans, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was about to suggest.
No, it was. I can think of much better things than putting orphans.
I was about to suggest that, but I didn't remember what exactly he said. That funny thing he said in the podcast.
I think it was on episode 2. I'll go back and find it. I might even add a voice clip if I can. Oh, hang on. Debrel has just finished as well. Oh, and Tacoman's just come online.
Wasn't the thing about Bioware getting cupcakes?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I remember Bioware like, cupcakes.
Someone said putting cupcakes into orphans. I said, I can think of much better things to put into orphans.
Excuse me.
Nintendo's Iwata, social is mandatory for gaming.
Aww.
That's... it's not funny enough for our podcast.
We just bitch about it and move on like usual, but it's like, that's
if we're going to bitch about it and just stupid. Move on, what's the point of even bringing it up?
I've got one thing on the I think it might be Black Mesa, that I intend just to moan for about 10 seconds and then move on if no one's got anything to say.
Well, you don't moan for 10 seconds, you moan for 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, I do moan for 20 minutes, actually. My family have told me that when I go off to university next week, they're going to miss my moaning.
Your family's weird.
Okay.
You miss weird things about people. Also, Tekkerman's just coming on now, so we'll wait for him.
Then I'm going to go get some cancer before I start streaming. I mean,
some cancer?
Testing. Yes, cigarettes.
Oh.
Careful, you don't want to end up like MD.
Oh my god. Hello, I don't even smoke, that's the worst part, and I have like the fucking biggest smoker cough.
Hello, Debrel.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
I've been looking on YouTube for a video of that capsule toy machine kid, but I can't find one.
Don't talk so loud!
There's one with all the voice clips, but there's none of the video.
We'll need to make that video.
Yes.
Best of Shenmue.
Yes.
Best of Shenmue. It shows every single dialogue.
Yeah, like all the funniest conversations in a video. Like him and guy and Goro not talking so loud.
Everyone.
And I use quality beef and buns.
I'm afraid.
I forgot about him.
Dirt.
God damn, don't work. I
started saying that in real life now. Hello, Taco Man. How are you doing?
Hi, Taco.
Super. I just got set.
Oh, Taco.
Super.
I love you, Taco.
I love you too, Taco.
We all love you, Taco.
Every now and then, I buy a taco. Then yeah, I have six of it just for you.
What?
What did you just say?
I didn't say anything. Forget I said it.
No, I'm pretty sure you said something, actually.
Yeah, I said something, but I didn't say it.
This was a wonderful podcast. Thanks for inviting me on. I'm going to sleep now. Goodbye.
Okay.
What?
Oh, there we go.
What?
What is that?
My honking machine.
Your what?
Oh, God.
Stop it!
What are you doing? I just found it in my room. It's my honking machine.
Your honking machine.
Your honking machine.
Your honking
cushion.
I have a scar button sitting in my room. Every time you press it, it says I'm surrounded by idiots. It's really nice. I love it.
Can I hear it?
Yeah, hang on. Okay.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
That's the greatest thing ever.
It was worth the trip to Florida.
I wish I could have your life, MD.
I know, I do too.